What's poppin', everybody? You're looking live at the DealsInDeed.com studios in lovely Ferndale. It's Tuesday, or Maz Day, as we call it around here. Drew, Mark, Maz, Jay, and much to do today.
Don't forget Mags and Layla.
Mags and Layla are in the studio. Second appearance in the last week. Oh, Layla heard her name. She came running over to me. You're so sweet.
Mags is parked by me.
Nice dog. This dog stares at me. She stares me in the eyes all the time. It's really unusual.
It's a little creepy.
Dog whisperer.
When someone's staring at me.
Oh, she is. Means well.
She's on mic.
Hey, Layla.
Say something.
They barked at me for 15 minutes while I was sitting in my car outside.
They live to bark at people walking by. I leave the door open so they can see out.
Why were you in your car for 15 minutes before you came inside?
I was doing, I was trying to find someone for the show. I was trying to.
You can do that inside, though.
No, but I was comfortable. There was some good music going on. Afternoon Delight was on.
What music was really on?
Afternoon Delight was on. Starland Vocal Band.
What song after that?
I don't remember after that.
He put it on repeat.
Oh, boy. Okay.
70s on 7, baby.
No Righteous Rick tonight.
Yeah, thank God.
No million-dollar winners. But we have plenty to talk about, including the latest survey from millennials, which is really fascinating about how the rules have changed with single people. And we have a bunch of millennials who've been emailing lately. Really strange. A couple mentioned Brandon very specifically. Oh, I like that Brandon's on. You finally have a person my age.
Wow. Yeah, millennials.
The whole idea.
Really into light kissing.
Now, what's after millennials now, what they say? What's the next one after millennials?
I don't know. That's the last one.
They already give them a name?
Yeah, they have a name already.
They do?
Yes. They have a name. Like, my kids already have a name.
Oh, they're millennials, aren't they?
No.
What's a millennial? 81 to 2001?
I think so.
Okay.
I'm almost positive I saw a name the other day.
Oh, my God.
Of course, I didn't write it down.
Generation Z?
No.
Yeah, because millennials.
Also known as post-millennials.
Because millennials were originally.
Oh, yeah, that might be it, Drew. I mean, that might be it, Jay.
They're very unique. They
Thanks,
think
Mark.
A lot differently. They really do. If you're looking for the best deal on your new ride, check out our friends at Zot Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram, Dodge Ram, and DealsInAD.com. DealsInAD.com is not only our studio sponsor, it's where you'll find thousands of vehicles listed with the very best prices in the D. Mm-hmm. And during truck month, lease a new Ram 1500 Crew Cab 4x4 for $169 a month. Yeah, $169. Or if trucks aren't your thing, you can lease a loaded Jeep Compass, for $109 a month. That's crazy.
Wow.
So when you're ready for your new ride, check out our friends at DealsInAD.com. Find out what it'll cost you. Get there.
Yep, and Generation Z. You're right.
I thought that was put to bed 30 seconds ago.
Today is, let's see, well, probably the 8th when you're listening, but it's the 7th for us.
Matt Stafford's birthday.
Who?
Matt Stafford's birthday?
Yeah, Matthew Stafford.
The 7th of the 8th.
Today. Yeah. The 8th.
Okay.
Show some respect. It's Matthew.
The 7th. I'm sorry. The 7th.
Another 6 or 7 days, there's over $1,000 off on silicone breast implants at the offices of Dr. Greg Roche. So what are you waiting for? It's the most common question asked. Stop putting off improving you. Can give you the look you've always wanted, whether it's new boobs, Brazilian butt lifts, a Diva laser, liposuction, facial surgery, Botox, tattoo removal. Maybe you just want to clean up your skin, make it look, get rid of some of those wrinkles or Botox or fillers, all that stuff. Dr. Roche is the only double board certified cosmetic surgeon in Michigan. Been there doing it for over 30 years in Bloomfield Hills. So call and ask about new boobs and the great deal they're offering through Valentine's Day. Specializing in natural looking breasts, he's performed the most augmentations in the Midwest. They got pictures to prove it at DRROCHE. Anyone can look at those. You don't need new boobs to check them out.
I like the promo picture that we have on Twitter and Facebook. The advertising.
Oh, from for Greg?
Yeah. It's pretty nice.
Got some new stuff on there.
Eye-catchy.
248-338-1110. See how easy it is to bring out your best features. 248-338-1110 or DRROCHE.com. And, oh, my God. Strange.
What? That was cryptic.
So I just looked at my phone. I wish I hadn't looked at my phone.
Oh. Everything all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Something weird.
Wasn't my fault, at least.
No, it was not your fault.
Okay, good.
Here's that millennial survey. While the rule of thumb may have been wait to have sex until a third date, 34% of singles have had sex before a first date with millennials.
Wait, what?
Trying each other out?
They have sex before the first date.
Well, wouldn't that be the first date, or that doesn't count?
No, it's not even a date. They don't go anywhere. They just bang.
Oh. Well, why would there ever be a first date then for the guy?
I guess because he likes it. He thinks it's good. He wants more. He wants a retap.
That gets
him. Goes, takes her out.
Now this
is that's worth a movie if he likes her.
Yeah, I guess so.
Worth a movie then. All
this
right.
is in total
expensive for her.
Yeah,
this contradicts that other story. Remember that other story where millennials are afraid to have sex that we read? Those people that didn't because they were so focused on their studies. Remember that?
You know what's funny? I so didn't believe that. I completely erased it from my brain. But no, I do remember. I remember what you're talking about, and I thought that was so crazy.
So basically, it's like every other generation. Although it seems like they have sex way earlier.
Millennials are 48% more likely to have sex before a first date than all other generations of singles. Mm. According to the annual Singles in America survey, millennials are especially unencumbered by fears that may have held people back from sex in the past.
Oh, like AIDS. I told you about that. Growing up in the 80s, they beat AIDS into you.
That's true. Not that was a real...
But figuratively, AIDS was just beating into you. You're going to get AIDS if you
I
have
was
sex.
I was a key sexual age then, too. I in my 20s.
That's true.
Through the 80s.
It's no huge thing. It's just sex.
That sucked. And it was herpes before that. When I was in college, herpes was a big deal. Herpes, herpes. I remember somebody made a herpes joke in front of my girlfriend and her one of her good friends, who was really hot. And yeah. when we split up, I was really intrigued by her. But nothing ever happened. anyway... She, this is why I lost interest. I found out afterwards that my friend has herpes. She was really upset by the joke. Well, get used to it.
You didn't know.
No, nobody knew. I didn't make the joke.
I don't think AIDS really hit, Mark, till like, wasn't it like the 90s?
No, it was the 80s.
Oh, it was the 80s. Remember Reagan denied it for a long time? It was the gay cancer, but then after that.
It is pretty much the gay cancer, really.
I don't think it exploded until Magic
except for drug.
Came out. Until Magic had his day.
I don't know. Different Strokes scared me with a lot of things. Didn't they have an AIDS episode, too?
Did they?
I was scared I was going to get molested.
Those are powerful
episodes.
Say no
to drugs episode.
That was powerful.
That's what happens when you're raising.
The molestation episode was very powerful.
Yeah, never got my bike fixed because of it.
We have a real misunderstanding of millennials. I think they're very career-oriented, so sex before the first date could be a sex interview where they want to know if they want to spend time with the person.
Well, there you go.
How cool is that? Millennials are onto something here.
Now it's kind of in uniform with that other article.
They don't have time to waste.
Yeah. Way to go, millennials.
In many ways, sex has become a less intimate part of dating. With dating apps making it easier than ever to hop in bed, now the intimate part can oftentimes be introducing a partner to friends and family. That's the intimate part? I don't think that gets skipped a lot.
This is the guy I'm screwing, Mom.
Yeah.
We used to think of sex as you cross the line now, you're in the intimate zone, but now sex is almost a given and it's not the intimate part. The intimate part is getting to know the person and going on a date. 40% of singles have dated someone they met online, but they don't want technology to spill over to actual dates. Before an actual date, 42% of singles said they may judge a date by their social media posts. But 1 in 4 singles is turned off if a date answers his phone without an explanation. More than half are turned off by texting during the date. And singles are most bothered by people who have a cracked phone or an old phone. Or those who use a clicking sound when typing.
That really? Is,
yeah, that is out.
I need the silence. I'm with them on the silence.
You'll never get to the first date when they find out your phone is cracked after you have sex.
Your cell phone blows.
It does say a lot about a person, though, right? If you treat your phone like crap, you probably treat other things like crap, huh?
Could be. It's a good point.
I always judge the inside of a car, the way they treat it. The way you treat your car is the way I think you should.
You know, it's really funny.
That's okay.
I judge women very harshly for their cleanliness because I know I'm a slob. So if they're a slob, there's no hope.
It's not going to work.
It's not going to work, no. Plus, I don't know, when a chick is a slob, doesn't just skankhood come into...
Yeah, well, they don't care about themselves.
It's really rotten. I'm just being very open.
How many chicks are slobs, though? Most of them aren't
slobs. No, there's some slobs. There's some slob chicks.
Like who? Are there famous slob chicks? Like, who's a famous slob? I mean, besides Rosie O'Donnell. She ate all the cake.
I bet you Britney Spears is a slobby.
No way.
Oh, yeah. I bet she's a slobby.
Think so, really?
Yeah, I agree with you, man.
No question.
Yeah, I bet her car's a mess.
By the way, did you hear about her sister's baby girl?
Yeah. Well, she's 8.
Yeah, but she's doing all right. She's supposedly
breathing.
That's because of our prayers.
Yeah.
And our thoughts.
Did you?
God bless that little
girl. That is like the worst story, but at the same time.
That is awful.
Same time, what's the one thing every story says?
Why does she have that?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
yeah.
For
the comments
old,
are incredible.
Right.
she
no,
got
no
a,
sympathy whatsoever.
It was her birthday present.
I know.
Oh.
You know what I worry about when I see that video of her getting it? You see all the video, right, where they pull it all, they pull it in a pickup truck?
Yeah.
I worry about that dog. I thought that dog was going to get hit by the car in the beginning.
Oh, I didn't even, I really wasn't paying that much attention.
Yeah.
Get my dog.
Damn, I'm looking for my notes. I wanted to mention that that David Beckham story.
Yeah.
Oh, his email. Which is horrible. What an asshole.
He looks bad.
He's just a baby.
He wants to be knighted.
Yeah.
And anyways, he's working with UNICEF, and somebody suggested, well, you know, it may be great if you donated $1 million to UNICEF. And he's like, his first line in that email, did you catch this, Mark, how stupid it was? He said, well, if I donated $1 million to UNICEF, that would be my money. Well, whose money do you think you're fucking talking about, you idiot? And then he says, my money is my money. Fuck off. There's fuck off is at the end of like every email.
Yeah, he loves saying that. It's funny, too, because when you see the news story on it, it's always blank. And so, you know, naturally in your own head, you fill in what the blank is. I keep forgetting it's British. So most of the time, the blank is cunts because it means something different over there.
Oh, well, yeah.
I just thought that was kind of interesting.
I thought it was cock.
No, it's unappreciative cunts is what he called the committee that selected knights. Isn't this a little childish to be knighted?
I can't believe that matters that much to him.
Well, he's apparently mad at the one girl. Who'd they make a knight? And he talked about her. She's doing cocaine. And they're like, why is she a knight?
I didn't see that one. What's it say?
I'm trying to find her.
Is it Catherine Jenkins?
Pretty, too. Yes.
Yeah.
That's who it is.
Called her a fucking joke.
Yeah.
They were like, hey, we can make you something other than a knight. And he says, unless it's a fucking knighthood, fuck off.
Me fuck off. What kind of way is that to talk to people?
He wants to be a knight, man. It just seems so, it's like such a baby about it.
His wife, you know, when they came to America, remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
It was really funny. She thought they were going to take America by storm.
Mm-hmm.
She hired fake paparazzi to follow her all over the place, thinking the real paparazzi would go, oh my God, look what the paparazzi's getting. It's, who is that?
Yeah.
And the paparazzi never gave a shit. In fact, I think they laughed at her because they knew what she was doing.
Well, she never did anything. What did she ever do?
What does anyone spreading her
legs or anything?
Honestly, I can't think of anything that she's done. Period. Since she's been here.
The Spice Girls.
Yeah.
There's a story here that says
she's got kids, and that's fine.
She's got like a clothing line, I suppose. But who kids?
Was someone blackmailing him with these?
They were Russian hackers.
Yeah. How much were they looking for?
I think they wanted £1 million a year or something.
Sounds like a good deal to me.
If you're him? I guess there's a ton more out there too. And they say like,
well, he looks really bad now.
Are there any more? Do you guys have any more of them? I don't have my.
I don't. Let me see if I can find them though.
What I was going to ask was
the problem with looking up this story. Now the story's all about the hacking, which. Nobody cares about that. We just, hey, let's see David Beckham's emails. Kind of like with the Hillary Clinton.
Sharon Osbourne.
Like, hey, let's see the Hillary Clinton emails.
Sharon Osbourne's popping off about what an absolute ass he is.
David Beckham has given up knighthood in the near future. Hope of knighthood.
Yeah, I would say this might be a painful blow. I want to know this, though. Okay, so what's her name? What's Beckham's wife's name?
Victoria.
She has a clothing line. Are all these clothing lines making money? Every chick seems to have a clothing line. How can they all possibly sell enough clothes?
Well, didn't she do pretty well with her group, with her singing group?
Yeah, sure she did. But I'm just wondering, every time I hear about some female, it seems like, oh, and she's got a clothing line. How can they all have clothing lines? Well, Victoria Beckham's worth $450 million. I guess she does with her clothing line.
Pretty damn good.
But somebody's clothing line must be failing besides Kanye West's.
I don't know. Jessica Simpson's kills it. Ivanka Trump has one. That does really well. I don't know.
Do you have the Olsen twins? Aren't they doing
the Olsen twins? Yeah.
How about Jacqueline Smith, Kmart?
she made millions, didn't she?
She did.
I thought she did.
But she isn't.
Some of these must be. Somebody's got to be losing millions on their clothing line. I don't.
Women like shopping.
Maybe there's.
I don't know.
Maybe you can't make enough clothes. I don't know.
Is there like a guy's clothing line? I mean, what's the big men's clothing
line? Michael Strahan to JCPenney.
What?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Look them up right now. JCPenney.
No,
you'll see all.
No, I don't even want to
you'll
give
you'll see
one
all
hit.
The ads.
No, no, don't look it up. Do not look it up. I don't want that name on any of the computers in this house.
Why does he have a clothing line?
Because he's a whore, Mark. He'll do anything. He'll put his name on anything.
I thought he did a pretty nice job on Sunday. I'll give him that.
Wait, what?
Good job, Sunday. What are you talking about?
What did he do?
Yeah, I just think at the Super Bowl, just talking in general and talking about the military. They brought up the military, and he's from a military family.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just felt that.
Low standards.
I tried to like him.
Tom has very
Sunday.
Low standards.
I usually don't like him because they force. He's one of those forced products.
He doesn't do anything most of the time other than throw to Jimmy.
I should love him, right?
Weather.
He was a giant.
He was on
should love him.
Michael and Kelly for how long? Four or five years?
That killed me. When he went with her, that I lost as much as it's stupid, but
pretty
I lost
much,
a lot of respect for
it was
him.
Dumb.
Yeah.
He's been on Good Morning America for like a year. He's been doing NFL. I cannot.
He faces at me.
What does it matter if he's on Kelly and Michael?
I hate
her.
What would your hag tag be?
Hag tag. I just hate that he's on GMA because he doesn't deserve
it's
that.
It's a
There's
joke.
Much better people. Than
they
him.
Took him off a show that was doing well, too, which is really dumb. But honestly, I cannot think of one thing he's ever said that I actually remembered and said, oh, man, that's really interesting.
Well, other than hag tag.
Yeah. No, him fucking up questions on Good Morning America. Yeah, he does it all the time.
Well, you texted me yesterday about the interview he did with James, the running back, New England running back, 20 points.
James White, yeah.
And how bad the questions were. So when I watched it, that's all I could focus on were how generically
bad. But don't you think they fed him those questions? They
why,
gave him
why
those questions.
But why would they feed him to him? Because he can't think of his own.
Well, the producers do the questions on those
no,
interviews.
No, they don't. If somebody does a good interview, you think they just have good producers?
Yeah. I'm just saying, most of those TV guys.
You think Jim Gray has people yelling questions in his ear?
I think he's got a lot teed up.
Plus, by the way, doesn't it sound stupid?
What? What do you mean teed up?
They're teed up. They're ready to go. He knows what he's asking.
Well, then he should
well, yeah,
have that
he
job.
Should, anybody should know what they're asking.
Yeah, but a lot of times people ask questions, you know, that not listening to the answers. They just want to get their questions.
That's
in.
That's a bad listener.
Yeah.
That's a bad reporter. I wouldn't want that guy reporting for me.
He was asking questions like, what was going through your head on the sideline? It's like, Strahan, you've been in Super Bowls. You're not really asking this question.
That was one of the dumber ones.
And that's a stupid question anyway. What did Tom Brady tell you guys in the huddle? James White's like, not much. I'll then call the plays.
No, I think, you know, when they were on the field, New England, and they were driving, you know, for the tie and the win, I was like, this guy's in the huddle saying, these guys are gassed. We can we're going to go right down the field and score. I was watching the game telling my family, this game is, it's all over.
Well, I guess Strahan should have asked you the question then.
It's over. Yeah.
That's better
what Brady
than
was
he
saying.
Got.
Brady was telling him, we got this in the bag. Just let's go. That's what he was telling him.
Hey, Mark, did you hear back from Detroiters? I'm just curious.
No, nothing. Not at all.
Because we pulled a fast one. I'm reading about Detroiters. The one guy's from Clarkston.
Yeah.
He's 33. The other guy's from Cass Tech, and he's from Detroit. He's about the same age, I think. So I just figured, well, they were here when the show was on. They probably listened. One of them, out of two of those guys, would one of them have never listened to the show? I find it hard to believe.
They'd at least know the show, right?
Well, they were young, right? 33?
Yeah.
So I, Mark and I were talking about it. I said, I think we should approach it with, they're listeners of ours. We know they listen, so we'd love to talk to them. You know, like they're fans, so we'd like to do them a favor of having them on our show.
Yeah, absolutely.
We may find out that they're not, they don't know the show at all.
They would have a great time.
It was worth it, though. I think it's worth the risk, easily.
I'm guessing the message never got carried to them.
Very possible. I mean, they've got all these references. Glenda, what's her face? Glenda Lewis.
Lewis.
Sexy Specs, Mort Krim. Mm-hmm. I mean, Mort Krim, that goes back. When did he retire? 1990 or something?
A little later than that, but yeah.
It was later than that.
It's on tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, 10:30.
Tuesday night. Well,
Krim is like 81 years old. Oh my god, I got an ugly email about Mort Krim.
Oh really?
Well, yeah, really
cares about Detroiters. Let's hear about this ugly email.
It says here 97.
97 he retired?
It's been a while. He retired.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I see him doing breaking news all the time on TV.
He does do a lot of breaking news, that's true.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
I mean, I don't know why it's always about Windows, but it's like he retired from TV news just to become obsessed about Windows.
Yeah, he is really into Windows. I wonder if anybody really believes that. Like, God, I didn't realize he knew so much about Windows.
He does. He drives around neighborhoods, and if he spots a house that's got lower quality Windows, he goes up and knocks on the door.
He retired to attend to his window business. He's always been doing it on the side. Wait, I got to read this one because I haven't read it. Scott Shannon on light kissing. No light kissing with a circle slash.
There it is.
I emailed that boy with the tiny hands. What the hell is light kissing? The mother's yelling at the daughter. Yeah, that one's going to be around for a while, I'm afraid.
I've never heard someone describe kissing as like light kissing.
Right? You want to kiss me?
Oh, Brandon.
Let's see. There's a guy who loves Adventureland. Thank you. Did you see Adventureland, Maz?
I didn't.
You didn't see it? Okay. Didn't get much. It's a movie I really liked. I couldn't get much response here.
Who was in it?
Unfortunately. Jesse Eisenberg. You liked it?
Oh, I like Eisenberg.
Bill Hader, Kristen Stewart. It's a good movie. It's funny.
Is it already on cable?
Yeah, like years ago.
Oh,
like,
is it on Netflix? Like, can I grab it on Netflix?
I don't know.
Here's one I got to read.
Do you want me to go to Netflix.com and search it for you? Does that save you some time?
Just do me a favor. Don't talk to me.
Jackie sent us something. I know the show is not likely on your radar, but Joe Simpson made a brief appearance on Vanderpump Rules last night, photographing one of the male models on the show. Look in the camera. That's hot. It's worth a watch.
Yeah, I didn't see it, but I was reading the story about it. And I guess it's Tom Sandoval, whoever that is looking to further his modeling career with Joe Simpson's help. And he bought Tom Schwartz, the Simpsons bachelor pad, for the hot and heavy shoot, but he also brought at least one pack of beer with him. Simpson exclaimed as Tom rolled in, "You know, it's a bachelor pad, so make yourself at home." Mm-hmm. Sandoval got ready to pose, and with some lewd advice from Simpson, Simpson directed, "Stomach in, dick out!"
What?
So, if you go get your picture taken by Joe Simpson, just remember, stomach in, dick out!
He's out of the closet gay, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just a rumor.
But who poses?
Arch the fanny just a little bit, and then give me a little smile. Okay.
Tom, that's how he wants you to pose.
I know.
That's really hot. Charles sent me something. I feel for Brandon kissing the underage girl on the cruise. I made a similar mistake years ago. I was 24 at a Jimmy Buffett concert. We got there to tailgate and check out the girls. We bumped into a group of girls that were drinking beers a few cars away. I hit it off with one of them, never asked her how old she was, since she was drinking a beer. I assume she's at least 21. It's a fairly fair assumption.
Mm-hmm.
We hung out for a while before the show drinking. Thankfully, never went past me grabbing her ass while we were walking around because I asked her what she did for a living. She said, "I'm still in school." Yeah. I asked her what she was studying. She said, "I don't know, math, science, English, the normal stuff."
Oh, my gosh.
He was expecting like pre-med. Or...
Yeah. I then asked her in a panic where she went to school, and she said, "I'm a junior at Clarkston High School."
Oh, boy.
I took my hand off her ass and walked away. Oh, boy.
Yeah, probably not that fast.
Oh, come on. A couple of people bitching about Righteous Rick. What did they not get?
What sort of
they seem to think it's like a serious interview about a serious martial arts person.
It is from my side.
It is from his side, too. I just wonder if they missed the original, the whole genesis of Righteous Rick.
Wow.
Because the way they complain.
I don't think it's that hard to pick up.
I didn't think so either.
Murdered that mailbox.
He did. And those toilets.
Yeah, that was Jay put a picture of Righteous Rick in the ring with a mailbox on the post. God damn it. Why can't I find it?
I forgot what you were even looking for.
I'm looking
anymore.
For the guy, the Mort Krim story.
Oh, that's right.
That always happens.
God damn it. Come on, where are
you? This is so important. I feel like we should just pause until we find it.
Well, I'm reading other ones that are good while I'm looking for it, but... Oh, Tom Brady. Can we stop with the Tom Brady's jersey thing? Okay, his jersey was stolen. Big fucking deal. It's like the lead story on every newscast.
I know.
Who do you think took it? A cop?
Who cares who took it?
I don't care. He's obsessed with it, too. He's asking everyone in the room. They had the whole video from the start when he first noticed it. He's looking everywhere.
How about that assistant that goes, "We'll just lock the doors and search everyone."
I know, I love that.
Good luck with that.
Who might have it? The deflator. The deflator might have took it. The
deflators were fired.
No.
Yeah, they were. They were blown out.
No.
No?
No.
What, they were hired back?
Yes, they brought them back. The deflators were there.
I can't remember. Was it Inside Edition that had the running clock from when he took his jersey off as to when it went missing. Did you see that?
Wait, what? Say it again?
They had a running clock from when he took his jersey off to
when it was missing. Yeah. How long was it?
Like 2.5 minutes, and then the next video of him, and then it's another 2 minutes, and then they said something like, our Victoria Ricanio caught up with him underneath in the tunnel, and he's just walking by. He's like, Tom, what's it feel like doing the Super Bowl? And he just keeps walking. It's not an interview. You're not catching up with him.
They didn't do a Disney commercial this year, did they?
I haven't seen it if they did.
Not. Have they done it every year?
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I think so.
Mark Champion voices it.
Okay, you guys
did
forgot.
Did you ask him?
I haven't.
Well, ask him.
I should.
You guys forgot to roast Mass for loving the People Mover and simultaneously hating the queue line.
Oh, that's right. That came up after the last time you were on, Tom.
I like the queue line now.
What?
Why? Wait, how did you go from hating it to liking it?
You got to know it.
Once I got to see it now, I'm like, yeah, it's kind of nice.
So you hated it with zero information.
I did. But I hated it because they were tearing up the streets and it was only going to the Fisher Building. No, all right. I'll give it a little.
It's still only going to the Fisher Building.
I know, but you know what? Yeah. There's so many new businesses opening up and stuff and restaurants and, you know.
That's what we said the whole time you were hating
the District Detroit really explodes like it's going to, it'll be nice. And then eventually, I think it will go to 8 Mile and, you know, the State Fair and up towards Royal Oak. And
are you going to hate it when they're expanding it then?
No, no.
It's going to be tearing up the road.
I know it is, but it'll be worth it in the long run. I was just going to look something up. What was I just looking up? What were you just talking about?
You were going to text Mark Champion.
That's right, Mark Champion. Thank you. Pistons are off.
Did you see Rudy?
You're going to check Netflix to see if Adventureland's coming out.
Rudy just sold his Notre Dame helmet. Allegedly, the helmet he wore.
The actual helmet? Sack, half a sack?
$241,000.
Who bought that piece of shit?
Some asshole. Are you fucking kidding?
Oh,
I'm angry. I'm angry at the guy.
Did Jay Akhtaroff buy it?
No, he didn't. ML knows. Wait, this is a long story.
ML knows Jay Akhtaroff.
Story. ML's wife, I think her sister knows Jay Akhtaroff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We interviewed him.
I know.
Nice guy.
He was incredibly gracious. More gracious than I wanted him to be. I wanted him to rip Rudy, and he wouldn't.
I was going to say about Rudy. There's something else about Rudy. Who else would buy that helmet, though, for $240,000? Sean Astin? Who else would want that helmet?
It's
although it's never used.
John Favreau.
It's insanity.
It's never been used, really. I mean, one play. Hey, wait. Why does he have his helmet anyway? Didn't he have to turn it in? Where's the certificate of authenticity?
He stole it. Notre Dame gets that money. You don't get to keep your helmet when you're a walk-on.
No, absolutely not. I bet you that's not even the helmet.
They made a movie out of him, man. He can do whatever the hell he wants.
Yeah, how do we know it's the helmet?
We don't know it's the
helmet. How would there be any authenticity whatsoever?
Because Rudy says it is, and Rudy never lies, except for the whole movie about him.
Except for everything.
Yeah, he's nothing but a big liar.
You guys are mean.
What do you mean, Maz? What is it? How does Rudy tell the truth?
It's facts.
I've watched the movie.
Yeah, that's not a movie's a movie. It wasn't a documentary.
No, it's a drama. He changes a million things in that movie. That movie is not. It's not. Well, it's based on a true story, but it's for the most part, it's complete BS.
Yeah, ruin it for me. To me, that's Rudy.
Well, if you want to like him, go ahead.
Wow.
I'm going to have to paraphrase it. I can't believe I just
did
read
you delete
this
it?
Flipping thing. Oh, here's another one. Lee Steinberg has changed his copy. He's no longer coming right away.
Yeah.
It's I'll be right there.
That's a mistake.
He changed it. Is it possible?
I think he's
absolutely listening.
I mean, I don't want to be Mike Clark here. Any connection to the show? Anything
kind of odd, isn't it?
They're listening to the show, obviously. Yeah. Even if it was some celebrity in Europe, he'd say that.
I'm sure other people in the office probably heard that in his office. Probably heard that. Lee, did you realize this?
Well, it's pretty blatant.
Yeah.
Anyway,
the Mort Krim email, this guy's father worked for a dealer, Cadillac dealership, and apparently Mort used to buy a lot of Cadillacs. Ooh. And he alleges, I'm not saying this is true because I don't know, but he says his father said Mort Krim was a pain in the ass.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wanted everything under warranty.
Out the windows?
Didn't mention the windows, but when he wanted something serviced, he always would say he would be furious if it wasn't under warranty.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
So at some point, I guess he talked to him and he said, I don't know if it's under warranty. I'm just going to send you to the service department. So he buzzes the service department, and the guy, he says, Mort Krim, and before he says anything more, the service department guy goes off like, I'm not dealing with Mort Krim. He's just going to say it's under warranty. And Mort was still on the phone. And so Mort's like,
I'll take my business elsewhere.
Ooh.
Ouch. Did they do a story on it? He probably pitched it as a story.
They did not.
Tonight at 11, local anchor goes off on Cadillac dealership.
But he had a lot more detail. It was amusing.
Speaking of local news, there was a great story Channel 7 did.
Oh, yeah. Is it queued?
I'll queue it up. They were running
the RV.
They knew it was such a good story. They reran it at 7 o'clock too.
They did. Of course they did.
There's so many.
Its newsworthiness is almost nil.
The people that are in it.
It is. I mean, there's no newsworthiness whatsoever.
The people are awesome in this thing. They're awesome.
If it wasn't for the fact that the people are so hurt by the city's actions, even though they shouldn't be, because they're perfectly reasonable. In fact,
crying.
This thing, this vehicle, which is the biggest recreational vehicle I've ever seen in my life, has been sitting in their tiny driveway for 17 years.
Yeah.
They haven't enforced this, and they've been trying to for 3 years tell them to get that thing the fuck out of your driveway.
There's a lot of moving parts to this story.
Yes, there are.
There's a lot of moving parts to their excuse as to why they haven't gotten rid of this piece of shit RV that's been sitting in their driveway. By the way, this is not the first time they've had one dragged out of their house either.
Oh, it's not. I didn't know that.
No, I think they said that in the lead. 1988, they had one.
But my favorite part.
That's funny. I didn't even realize. You're right. This has no newsworthiness.
No, zero. The best part of the story, though, is what you told me that I don't think I saw in the story. Well, they said something about it. When the police showed up or whoever showed up to remove it from their driveway,
yes.
The man of the house who owns the thing, apparently, with his wife, collapsed.
Yeah.
From. He was so upset he collapsed.
Exhausted. He's now
just exhausted.
He's in the hospital.
Over this recreational vehicle being removed from his driveway. He's hospitalized.
He's hospitalized for the vehicle not being moved, even though he failed to show up to court twice. Although he's got a good reason why he didn't show up to court. He would have passed out. He wouldn't be able
to
handle
that. That's true. Yeah, it was too much for him.
Here's the story.
He's been resisting moving an RV that had been parked on
that has no news value whatsoever.
7 Action News reporter Kimberly Craig is live outside that man's house in Dearborn. And Kim, we understand the stress of losing his RV has sent this guy to the hospital.
Yes, and Jerry Smith remains hospitalized right now. This morning, the RV was towed from the side of his house here. It was in the driveway here, and the city of Dearborn Heights says this has been an issue for years. In fact, relatives of Jerry Smith say in 1988, he was on the news in a similar battle with the city and a Winnebago.
When they came to get the motorhome, he passed out.
Julie Smith says the stress of the city coming to take her dad's 1989 RV was just too much for him, and he was rushed to the hospital. The city of Dearborn Heights towed the 27-foot-long motorhome today because it cannot be stored on the driveway. But Jerry Smith and his daughter believe that because it's been here for 18 years, they should be allowed to keep it here.
According to the state of Michigan, it's grandfathered in. But evidently
the law didn't change, did it?
Dearborn Heights people don't think so.
Yeah, according to the state of Michigan, which, where's the reference there? What state of Michigan? That they're grandfathered into a law that had existed before then.
Right. In other words, they've been flouting the law for 18 years.
Yeah, no, she should
grandfathered
say,
in by what?
She should really say, whew, thank God we got to keep this piece of junk in our driveway for 18 years. We got away with it for so long.
No, exactly.
But Jerry Smith and his daughter believe that because it's been here for 18 years,
Jerry Smith, the Redskins, former tight end,
to keep it here.
According to the state of Michigan, it's grandfathered in. But evidently,
according to the state, what?
Stupid Dearborn Heights people don't think so.
It's always been an ordinance, so in that situation, a grandfather clause wouldn't apply.
The law didn't change.
When's the last time he was on the road?
This is 2017.
Yep.
I think 2014.
Ah, as long as she had to think about that, I gotta think it's been way before 2014. Yeah,
probably.
Why did you have to think so long about what year it was?
Because it's been sitting there like a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Where'd they go with it in 2014?
When's the last time it's been out on the road?
This is 2017, I think.
Jay found a contact number.
2014?
Smith says her father, a retired minister, was going to do something about the RV after he had hip surgery next month.
Oh, how convenient.
Dearborn Heights officials say they've been patient
one month?
Long enough.
It may not mean
anything
the difference? To them. But that's our ministry.
It's been on the road.
Sitting in your driveway?
And they've taken his means of ministry out.
But well, he's not ministering very much
with it for
since 2014.
This is where the story.
Wait, that piece of shit's worth $3,500.
This is where the story also changed, even though it means so
I want to sell shit to whoever's paying $3,500 for that.
So even though they're ministry and it means so much to them, she's willing to part with it for $3,500.
My dad's a minister. And they've taken his means of ministry out.
But she says they'd be willing to part with it for $3,500.
It's a fixer-upper, no doubt. He's even asked the ordinance if they would buy it and get rid of the headache.
The director of Dearborn Heights Ordinance Enforcement says they issued 76-year-old Jerry
Smith
a ticket in November.
Who did she ask to buy it?
The people that are ticketing it.
The city.
Yeah.
The city?
Yeah.
Why would they buy that hunk of shit?
To pay the tickets off and, you know, give them some money.
Oh, give obviously. It to them. Give
no,
it
no,
to
no.
them to pay off.
Oh, no. They pay their tickets out of it, and then the rest of it would go to the family.
Drew, it makes no sense.
When did cities apparently, don't buy recreational vehicles?
Apparently, she thought they were really interested in it because they wanted to buy it. They just really wanted to have it. That's why they were taking it.
Where are they taking
right?
it, by
oh,
the
come
way?
Come on.
The impound lot.
What, you think they're going to all take turns going on vacation in it? And stuff?
Yeah, being ministers. Taking our ministry business. The city. Damn
take
government.
Take up a lot of room.
Fit for $3,500.
It's a fixer-upper, no doubt.
Yeah,
he's
a piece of shit.
Asked the ordinance if they would buy it and get rid of the headache.
The director of Dearborn
so they would have
a headache? I thought it was key to his ministry.
76-year-old Jerry Smith a ticket in November, and after he missed two court dates, they got a court order to remove the RV.
There is no God.
To wish so bad that somebody gets hurt over this.
What?
But
what? Nice Christian.
I can't think like that.
Nice
Everyone
Christian way of thinking.
Things like this done, and sometimes when it comes to their own property, they want us to kind of look the other way, but we can't.
And some neighbors quietly say they're glad this RV is gone. But
yeah,
Stephen,
I would think so.
This is not over. Back to you.
Yeah,
it is
so
over.
Hard to watch,
what do you mean it's not over?
The RV is over. Going to be racking up a lot of impound fees. Do we know if Mr. Smith is going to try and get his RV out of the impound
of
or
not.
Just trying to wait for that $3,500?
From who?
You know what? His daughters say he's going to want that RV back. They say he's not just going to let this go. He's in the hospital right now, so we don't know for sure. But the city says if he does get it out of impound, it cannot come back here.
Got to find some place else to park it then. All right, thank you very much.
He's just going to collapse again.
I got to tell you, they've made this news story now. I hope to God Kimberly Craig stays on this.
Oh, please.
I need to know where this ministry ends up.
I want to get involved in the story right now by calling him.
By the way, the other day when I was on a sports game, I parked in Stephen Clark's spot.
Whoa. Whoa.
Is Stephen
Clark, it extra wide?
Did you see Jay's screenshot of you on the post? Looking lovingly
afraid,
at the food?
I'm afraid so. Yes, I'm afraid so. It looked like I was the like Godzilla over a city.
That's what was killing me when I was watching. You couldn't take your eyes off the food for very long.
Yeah. Someone sent me a text with that picture. And they
try to be nice and look at the food lovingly.
Yeah, they wrote, I want someone to look at me the way Maz looked at the food. Look at that. How in love with that food you are.
Terrific.
It's good food.
What's the girl's name, Jay?
Julie, okay.
Let's sympathize with her. We'll get more out of it. We'll get more out of her that way.
I hope Dad's okay.
And
yeah.
Because I really want to know where he's ministering.
Don't forget Jerry Smith's her dad in the hospital. Ask how he is.
Get out of my trailer. I won't get out.
Nah, you ain't dead.
Come on.
That cop's aired recently.
Did it?
Yeah, somebody sent me an email.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
You might be a potential buyer.
I'll leave a message.
Not available. At
Tell
the tone,
interested in the RV.
Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Julie, this is the Drew and Mike podcast. We're broadcasting here in Ferndale, and we just saw the story on Channel 7, this outrageous removal of your recreational vehicle. I mean, to take your ministry, the vehicle, and it was grandfathered too, I understand, by the state of Michigan. I looked into it a little bit. I can't believe it. We just want to talk to you about it and find out maybe if we can help somehow.
Get out of my trailer. I won't get out.
Our number is... Thank you and good luck to you. I'm so sorry.
Give Jerry our best.
Bye-bye.
And I wanted to come over Sunday. I wasn't sure if the ministry was going to be there.
Oh my God! I don't know what happened. I just lost it.
Was that Dearborn Heights?
Yeah.
All right.
I was proud of you. I'm going to write notes. Together for a while.
Oh, boy. That was not easy.
That was. Very good.
I hope somebody that listens is down there, drives by that impound lot, and can see it, you know, just over the fence, the top part of the ministry.
Take a picture.
Just to ministry will break out there over the well, in the impound lot.
Or just to let us know, you know, well, yep, still there, it's still there. And then the one day it's not there, we'll know.
Wouldn't that be great, though?
Just shut up, brother. Oh, you are a troublemaker. Just get out of here.
There was something else really funny in that story. When they were talking about her dad, she was holding a giant picture of him.
Oh, she was?
She was holding the picture of her.
Oh, I completely missed that.
Oh, it looks like one of those local news things. It's like, hey, why don't you hold up your dad's picture?
He's alive, though.
I know.
She probably just saw him.
And it's honestly, it's like 2 feet by 3 feet in the picture frame. There it was.
What made me laugh was suggesting that it was grandfathered, as if it's a fact.
I know. The state of Michigan said so.
We looked into it.
The state of Michigan.
We looked into the law. It's grandfathered.
Talk
crazy.
To the state.
Oh, boy.
There it is.
Oh, gee. Oh, boy.
Jerry.
You know, I really feel sorry for her. I mean, they think this is really hurting them.
Drew, do not feel sorry
for
them.
No, I know this is not hurting them, but they think it is.
I mean,
they really think it is. I don't know. I mean, that is really a hunk of shit.
They were ticketed, and he missed 2 court dates. I don't know what they expected to happen. I'm sorry.
It's such a ridiculous story. It is so not news. He led the news
well,
with
it's
that.
News now. And, God, give
how could they lead the news with that?
Well, it was their third story.
It is a great story. It's a phenomenal story. They should win Emmys.
Yeah, well, especially just for having her hold that picture. Well, like it's in a frame. Did she take it? That's what I want to know. Did she take that off the wall?
Yeah, she
or
did.
Or she just had it sitting around?
I'm pretty sure she did.
I think we talked about this before, Mark, you and I, about everybody has a title in these stories.
Yeah, yeah.
So they have her name, and a block under that is like upset that RV is being removed. All these news stories, they always have some goofy, you know, title.
I know, the caption is usually, can be very funny, no question.
So what do you do for a living? Well, I'm upset that the RV got towed.
That's good. Good enough.
If you love our podcast, then one of the best ways to support is to support our sponsors, like Hall Financial. Interest rates have been shifting a lot recently, and that could mean you could save money by refinancing. People do this all the time. If you're a young homeowner or you just bought your first home, maybe there's an interest rate that's significantly lower, or Hall Financial can find you one lower to change your situation, save you a bunch of money every month. Hall Financial makes it easy to find out what your payment could be if you refinance today with their online chat feature. Just click the Hall Financial logo. Can you click it on our site yet?
Yep.
Jay's got it up. What do you know? Right here on the Drew and Mike podcast website, and you can chat with an expert. Unfortunately, it was not up the first day I read this, but hey, you know, it takes time. We didn't have it. There's no obligation. They don't even need to know who you are to answer your question. So it's completely anonymous if you like anonymity. I don't know why it would matter there, but anyway, remember to go to the website and click the link to chat, or you can call 248-308-5000. Make sure you tell them Drew and Mike sent you. Then there's Gold Star Law. Are you working more than 40 hours a week and not receiving overtime pay? Lots of you are. You may be breaking the law, even if you're a salary employee. The law has changed on this. Have you lost a promotion, missed out on a raise because of your age, race, or gender? Have you been harassed?
Excuse me, sir. I'm being harassed.
No.
I'm being harassed.
Now, there's a perfect candidate for Gold Star Law.
Clearly.
Maybe you're being sexually harassed or you've been injured on the job. If you're being paid unfairly, discriminated against in any way, harassed or injured on the job, you need to call our friends at Gold Star Law. The call is free. Meeting with the attorney is free. You can't lose. You pay nothing till they win for you. It's confidential. They don't contact your employer. They file more employment law cases in Michigan than all other firms combined. That's why we recommend them. Call Gold Star Law. Get the money you deserve at 248-851-GOLD, 248-851-G-O-L-D, or click goldstarlaw.com. So there.
Mm. So there.
I got to read this.
Or what?
Yeah, or what? Call him or what? God, this Brady jersey was driving me crazy.
I know.
Oh, my
it's a way to milk the Super Bowl.
I haven't watched 1 ounce of that New England coverage since they won. I shut the TV off.
You didn't see Gronk slamming beers at the parade today?
No, I won't watch that crap.
Like I wore the shirt for
you. I saw that.
What's wrong with that? World champs.
Good for you.
Why does it bother you so much?
Somebody, and this is what kills me. It's like that people are actually sucked in by the jersey story. I'm just reading USA Today the letters. It was a hell of a comeback for the Patriots. It sucks that someone might have taken Tom Brady's jersey. I hope he gets it back. Bob Brewer. What the fuck is wrong with you, Bob? You're sitting around worrying about him getting his fucking jersey back.
I know. As if he doesn't have everything else in the world.
If he hadn't said anything, he could have said, "Here's my jersey."
True. He still could. They could
That jersey. I got it back. Yeah, hey, I got it back. It's crazy.
It to me. Thank you forever.
People online claiming they got it, but no, I got it back.
It's right here. It's mine. I know.
He has to roll around in the end zone and get that red paint and blue paint on it yet.
Well, they can do that.
Did you notice the end zone? The end zone hardly had any paint left in it by the end of the game.
Oh,
really?
Right.
England end zone.
That's funny. I did not notice.
I did.
Really?
Yes. A lot of the blue was missing.
Huh. Here's.
Okay.
I'm thinking it has to be someone on the inside that can get past security.
What? Of course, you idiot.
Mrs. Obvious. Hoping the jersey's returned, Deb.
That's it?
Yeah. Find the jersey. It deserves a proper place in an exhibit.
Oh, my gosh.
What is wrong with you people? Jesus. And then this guy writes, "Do you believe Brady or is he just acting like a baby again?"
He was acting kind of like a baby. And honestly, everybody in the locker room is very dismissive. The one guy's like, "Oh, yeah, well, we'll shut the locker room doors and search everybody." And then Bob Kraft is like, "Yeah, we'll have to go online."
Ridiculous.
I know.
By the way, Mark Champion has told me they did not do a Disney commercial.
What?
Why?
He didn't say.
Whoa. His 1040 is going to be looking a lot different this year.
I hope he didn't spend it.
Okay, here's a letter to USA Today today. This is what's so fucked about this country right now. "I live in California. I'm a heterosexual white male, and I wear a bright red hat that really infuriates people. My hat has a patriotic phrase on the front. Make America great again. But from the looks I'd get, you'd think it was some sort of communist propaganda. Contrary to the belief of those who see me wear it, I'm not a racist, sexist, or bigot. In fact, the ones who get the most upset on seeing my hat are probably bigots themselves. My beliefs are different, and that really seems to grind their gears."
That's quite a jump. "I'm not a bigot, so they must be.
Wearing the hat is my way of protesting the politically correct movement that's successfully turning half of the U.S. into pansies. It's my jab at all the liberals who claim to be tolerant, yet seem to be very intolerant of my hat." No, I kind of agree with the mayor.
Well, now he seems to sound like he's the baby because they can't tolerate his hat.
Well, who gives a fuck about his hat, first of all? But I don't know why he seems to be getting off on
that's what I don't get. Why are you getting off on upsetting people?
Well, it made the paper somehow.
Because it's ridiculous.
Well, they like letters like this. "The truth is I'm sick of the politically correct nonsense. I'm sick of seeing people shamed into silence. My hat is my counterattack. It's me refusing to change my wardrobe because people are offended. I love American values and the freedom we enjoy. To say what I want, believe what I want to wear what I want, and I won't let the ill feelings of others scare me into submission. Are you offended by the hat I wear? Your answer might say more about you than it does about me. Noah Peterson, Santa Clarita, California."
Wow. Okay.
I would find it such a pain in the ass to wear a hat around and have people yell at me all day.
Well, he gets off on it.
I guess so.
Looks like he's got a handlebar mustache.
Where's his picture? Is that in the USA Today online?
USA Today.
They actually took a picture of him.
Let me see him.
He looks like a complete ass.
Yeah, he does kind of look like a dick.
I agree with that mustache.
Even without that hat, that mustache.
The mustache, I think, gets the job done as far as looking like an asshole.
Ugh. Speaking of Trump. This one website's a really cool website, xhamster.com.
Oh, yeah. That lady in Hawaii, she loves that.
She's a huge fan of xhamster, the porn website. They now have a global call for a Trump actor who, it says, "Dear xhamster
porn
family," which I like that they include everybody. It's a family, people that watch porn. "As promised, below you'll find the selected post submissions. Now their fate belongs to you. You should choose will be the lucky individual to become xhamster's official Trump for the duration of the presidency." They get to play Trump in porn.
That's great.
For 4 years.
Wow. About that.
Well, the three candidates they got there, two of them are pretty good.
I think the third guy's the winner.
Well, the third guy's starting to run away with the votes. They need to take the counters
down. You just vote on based on their head? Are all these guys hung? Or am I just
there's videos. Well, of course, Drew. They're not going to be Trump if they're not hung, right?
Not in porn.
These are basically three guys that...
Let's see the video, Jay.
Yeah. I'm going to don a wig and a suit and pretend I'm Donald Trump so I can be in porn.
Wait, is this guy wearing... I thought that was his real hair.
The first guy, I think, is his real hair. The other two have, I think...
Oh, not the third guy? On. Okay. Oh, he looks kind of like Trump.
The third guy's actually pretty good.
"I'm going to be with this pig, horrible woman, but we're going to do our best, and..."
That was it. That's it?
Just 10
What a stupid video. And he's winning.
Supposed to vote based on that.
Yeah. Can you play the other two?
Yeah, the voice, kind of.
He looks the most like him. The first guy looks nothing like him.
Is this thing on? Oh, looks fabulous. Great. Fantastic. Okay. Well,
this guy sounds
tell
gay.
You that I don't lose, okay?
Sounds
I'm not
like Clinton.
Lose. All right? Is this the face of a loser? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I'm a winner, okay? It's going to be great, okay? Because I make little hand gestures like this. Okay.
Can you please turn this guy off? He's so bad. Oh, my God, does he not sound like him?
Is he whispering because he's in his mom's basement or something?
He's going to finish it last.
Mom, I'm working on my ex-hamster video.
This guy kind of looks like Trump.
Is this number
Skinny
one?
Skinny Trump. Yeah, number one.
Hi, folks. I have the best. Everybody knows I have the best.
Great audio quality, Mark.
I've got no problems down there. So we're going to make porn great again.
He sounds nothing and looks
Mexican
nothing
people.
Like Trump.
I love Mexican people.
I like number three.
I'm the best Trump. Everybody knows I'm the best Trump. Everybody's telling me, "Yo, look, you're the best Trump." I've got dozens.
Okay, number three gets
you're
my
the best
vote.
Trump.
Oh, easily.
So I'm the best.
I'm really disappointed. I think X-Hamster could have done a little better.
A lot better.
But I didn't even know that this contest was going on.
Well, we didn't promote it.
Would you have thrown your hat in the ring?
Tom, you could have done it. You did great, Trump.
Nixon.
Oh, that's right. And Reagan.
Wait, can't you do Trump? If you do Nixon, you can do Trump.
Well, I haven't got, I guess I just know the, you're fired.
Well, I'm not a crook.
That's your
Wait,
Trump.
Wait, so do that again?
You're fired.
Why do you hit the table?
Sounded like you saying you're fired.
You're fired.
That sounds like Tom Mazzaway firing
Yeah, but
somebody.
He's hitting the table.
You're fired.
I still just... You didn't change... You didn't alter your...
You're fired. Even the hand gesture seemed a little off.
You didn't alter your voice at all. Does he sound like you? Does Trump sound like you?
No.
I have to tell you, you're fired.
Does he point like that? He usually does this. No. Or he does this.
I watch The Apprentice. I know what the hell he does.
Okay.
All right.
Is that what he sounds like?
Why do you hit the table? Does he hit the table?
Yeah, he hits the boardroom table.
Okay.
You're fired.
Well, it still sounds like you to me.
How about you're terminated?
That sounds a little like, just a tiny bit like Arnold.
I love Arnold, by the way.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Did you like his Super Bowl ad?
Get to the chopper.
It's okay.
The Super Bowl, and this is what I hate about it now. Get to the chopper used to be hilarious because it was so bad. It's like he's...
Get to the chopper!
He's making it his like
he's calling
owning
card. It again, and it's not as funny anymore.
Right.
It's not funny when he says it seriously.
Stop whining.
Yeah, okay.
He had one great firing this year when he was hasta la vista, baby.
Those was the first or the second one?
It was like the
early
ones.
They were good at the beginning.
Yeah.
I
actually really laughed. And then
I didn't know what he was
going
to use either. So.
Yeah, and he didn't use it again.
No, so he's still doing Get to the Chopper, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, and people go to a chopper. I don't think they go anywhere in the chopper either.
No, they just fly around L.A. and come
right,
back.
And they come right back.
Want me to tell you the final two?
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't want anyone. I don't want to spoil it for anybody.
It was on last night.
Okay, so the final three actually made it was Brooke Burke.
Brooke Burke, she made it even though her fucking husband lost for somebody.
Wait, Boy George and
I'm furious.
And
I'm
Matt
watching.
Eisman. Then he got
Who?
The three. Matt Eisman.
Never heard of him.
He's the host of American Ninja.
Is he a regular person that's on the show?
He's the least known of everybody.
I've
but
never
he's really
heard
good.
Of him.
Nonetheless, they get the three in the boardroom, and then he says, "Only two of you can make it." You know, and then he went through their records and Brooke
was
terminated.
He was a production assistant who did really well in the second one.
So the final
so
two
they hired him for the show.
Boy George and Matt Iceman are the last three, last two. And then they brought back some of the other ones. Carney Wilson came back.
Oh, my. You watch the show?
I enjoy it.
It's not bad. I swear, it's better than when Trump did it because they did two
you're
episodes.
Gonna get tweeted.
Do it quick.
Fine.
I love it. And Boy George has, what's her name? He's got... got Layla Ali, and he's got that Portia, whatever her last name was.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's Cordell Stewart's wife.
Is it? That's right.
Yeah. The one who outed him for being gay.
Is that still his wife?
No, she left him.
Isn't Brooke still in the show?
No, they left Brooke.
They left her out?
They let Brooke go.
Oh.
She won the task with Boy George, but then he only had to get down to two, so we let her go. Her record was 5-6. Boy George was 7-3. 7-3, and the other guy was 7-4.
Honestly, didn't this show like premiere like 2 weeks ago?
It was like 6 weeks ago.
They fly.
It was quick.
They knock off two a week.
Yeah, do two
which
a week.
Which is great.
She She was supposed to take that picture, though, with her husband on the back. I know. They were supposed to do new, different roles for motorcycles, and he refused to sit on the back. He was such, didn't you think he was the biggest dick?
Oh, God, yes. And she had it right. She had it. She knew what she was going to do.
When that happened, I said, there's no way those two are staying married, or she's going to stay married to that guy. He's a complete asshole. Yeah, he was such an asshole about it. I couldn't even believe it.
I mean, he's a nothing.
Like, I'm on TV. I'm doing this for
He's a nobody without her.
So what happened? They go in the boardroom and he says, boy, if you'd switched places, Brooke and David, you would have won.
I like Arnold's nephew. Is that his nephew?
Yeah.
He's funny. Patrick.
I have paid no attention to the two other people.
They had Jessica Alba on this past week.
What?
She was really.
As a judge?
No, as a judge and a. She owns this home products thing. So they had to hawk this.
Yeah, she's been sued.
Product.
She's been sued a lot, too.
Has she?
Really?
Yeah.
For what?
Wow.
The sunscreen wasn't the right SPF. And another product they think might cause cancer.
And it's supposed to be the most natural products, no toxins.
You know, I'm amazed that celebrities are so lax about what they endorse because people have been sued in the past.
Well, she doesn't endorse it. She owns it.
I know,
company.
But I mean, that's even a stronger reason to be on top of your shit.
Mm-hmm.
So they have this guy, the last task is they have to sell a cruise for Carnival Cruise Lines. So Arnold gets the CEO in of Carnival Cruise. He's like, this guy was made for this show. His name is Arnold Donald.
Oh, God.
So he got a little Donald Trump reference in.
Did you laugh at that?
I did. I laugh because Arnold does it. It makes me laugh.
And remember, on the cruise, it is international water, so anything goes, including light kissing.
Light, if you want to light kiss a 16-year-old, go ahead.
You're fired.
Light kiss.
Oh, that was good, Maz. I like the enthusiasm.
Thank you. Mark.
I could not believe Brandon still had the picture of that girl.
It's funny you said that. I was thinking about that today. I'm like, that's 10 years ago. And
I know.
That email.
And it's a shitty email. I would have deleted it the minute it came in.
Don't you think?
With those small hands?
You think so?
I don't know. Well, small hands make it look bigger.
He looks at it and closes his eyes and thinks of that light kissing.
Think of what an advantage it is to be Brandon when pounding off.
Oh, I know.
Those small hands.
That looks huge.
That was what?
He probably has used
Jonah Falcon said to us when we said Tommy Lee's big, that's a small hand on his penis in all those pictures.
Jonah Falcon does not want to be outdone.
Oh, God, no. Stern's guys made a bunch of phony phone calls to Jonah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they did.
Sal and
Richard,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
You think Brandon kept that picture deliberately or he just never cleans his...
I don't know. I didn't know what to make of that. That was really weird.
Next time he's in, we have to ask him about the computer he had in storage.
Huh?
He had a computer in storage and he said there's a lot of stuff on there he wish he could get, but he doesn't know if he can get it. I'll let him tell the story.
Oh, come on.
He's got his backup? He's got his old computer still?
He has a really old, well, I think he found it. I don't even know if he still has it in storage, but he was bummed when he came across it again, and a lot of the files were corrupted.
I wonder what's on the old computer?
Some X's and stuff.
Well, that's the one thing.
He's probably yelling at the podcast right now.
The one thing that was really nice about the picture that he saved was his wife is so much cuter than that.
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, Kristen's really pretty.
She is.
I have to say. I give.
Just remember the last time we talked about
I know.
Except.
Believe me, if I had a negative comment to make, I wasn't going to make it.
And she.
You don't want to. You don't want to.
Why don't we go ahead and spill that while we're at it? Just briefly.
To spill. Is there anything to spill?
Well, the story's pretty. I mean, a lot of people didn't hear us on 105.1, let's face it.
That's true.
Yeah, they did.
Do we really have to relive this?
No, we were number one on Riff. We were number four or number five on 105. I mean, a lot of people just said sports. No thanks. I mean, we had no women listening. None. It's just, that's what I can't get over. How many women email me about this show? Yeah. Good to have you back. Hoo-ah.
Get ready for some light kissing.
Yeah, we got the girls on the podcast now. Hoo-ah. What happened was Brandon left his to-do list before he got married when he went to get married. Well, no, when he went on the honeymoon.
He had a big to-do list before the honeymoon.
He left it by his computer.
He left it by his computer. And, of course, we found it and promptly read it on the air. And it led to a lot of phone calls suggesting some other things that were on the to-do list. Also suggesting that Brandon was taking a lot of orders and things like that.
He was.
But people were being funny. It was all in fun. There was not an ounce of seriousness to it.
It was a great bit.
It was very funny. I mean, honestly, I would have put it on a demo tape. It was that funny.
Yeah.
Well, some people didn't think it was that funny. Two people, Brandon and Kristen. And we said, too, do not... You know, who's going to be the asshole that tells Brandon about this, by the way? Can we just have a little fun amongst ourselves and not spoil it? No, of course. Brandon gets on. Well, he lands in the U.S. He was out of the country, wasn't he? He's in St. Lucia?
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's where it was. Yeah.
He lands and his phone is blowing up. I mean, there's like
300 texts, I think you said.
It was ridiculous. I don't know how many it was. Was it 300? Yeah. It was some incredible amount. And, of course, he starts reading them. And I think they're made in some tears.
Well, everybody made it to sound a lot worse than what it was.
Of course they did.
Why
do people do that? They always do that.
People hear what they want to hear.
What's the last thing we ask people not to spill?
Something about Trudy, right? And then they run and tell her immediately.
Oh, no. It's just something since then. She was told, yes. No, I don't think it was Maz, because we know Maz listens.
I think the listeners would keep a Maz secret.
I doubt it. Half the fun is ratting us out, I think.
Hey, speaking of 105.1.
Funny boy.
Speaking of 105.1, I was, just going through Facebook. And you see Joanna doing her stuff once in a while.
Yeah.
Today, she had lost a bet for the Super Bowl.
Oh.
So her host had her, she lost a bet.
Uh-huh.
So she had to wash his car today in a bikini.
Yeah. Not a great day.
I'm sure she hated that.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
what's the punishment part?
She got a 50-degree day, a 40-degree day. She was a trooper.
I bet she was.
I'm sure she really fought them taking video of it, too.
You know it. That's our girl.
So is that online?
That's online.
And how many hits does that have?
I haven't looked, really.
Oh, I'll look.
Well, take a look.
Well, she did a nice job.
Today in Rock coming up. I'm warning you, there's not a lot of stuff in Today in Rock. But
there isn't?
Sorry. No.
Nothing for me?
I was looking for you, too. Didn't find any Maz related
stuff. It has 2,500 views.
That's good.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be more.
It will. Now that we said something.
Well, that's going to get one more.
Yeah.
February means three things. One, Groundhog's Day. Two, spring is right around the corner. And three, Drew and Mike listeners get sick deals at Zot Ford and Holly. Lease a new 17 Ford Fusion for $98 a month. Would you do that, Maz, if you were getting a car for your girl?
Oh, yeah. In a minute.
Are you going to get somebody a car when they turn 16?
Lily.
They will?
Yeah.
Wait, only one child gets a car?
Well, Lily first.
Okay. Well, they could all.
Well, 2 years later, Abby will go, and then she'll get something.
By the way, Joanna's doing a terrible job cleaning this car.
I know. She didn't really put much effort into it, but she looks good.
Yes, it's a brand new Ford Fusion for less than $100, most likely cheaper than your cell phone bill, unless you really don't know how to use your phone. Hurry to I-75 and exit 98 before the price of a new car goes higher than your phone bill. See the details in our massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And as you know, Zot Ford has the hottest sales staff in Oakland County. Therefore, they've decided to give you some even hotter deals on Ford Escapes and F-150s. For a limited time, Zot Ford and Holly is leasing a new 17 Ford Escape for $109 a month for only 24 months.
That's cool.
Also lease a new 16 Ford F-150 Super Cab 4x4 at just $173 a month on the same 24-month lease. Check out their wild deals, hot sales staff, and massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. Get there. And dealsinthed.com, of course, our studio sponsor. The banners are still hanging proudly.
They look good.
Yeah, they do. No, I like that he put a joke in there, too.
Nice. I definitely love that. By the way, Michigan State basketball later.
Yeah, maybe give a partial score.
I will.
We're off.
Before we get off.
This game will not be complete.
0-0.
Red Wings are underway as well.
Today in Rock for February the 7th, 1957, Iraq banned the film Rock Around the Clock, saying it was dangerous to youth.
What year?
1957. I guess that was the film Bill Haley must have been in with his band singing Rock Around the Clock. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Never seen it. 1969, The Who recorded Pinball Wizard in London, one of their biggest hits. They haven't really had many hits. I mean, top 40 type hits. Really very few. Because the Stones and the Beatles.
That's the only one I can name.
What?
I Can See for Miles was a hit.
Really?
I Can See for Miles was their biggest hit.
Wait, you don't like The Who at all?
I didn't follow them.
I want to say Pete Townsend had bigger hits than The Who.
What's
on his own.
Big
like
song?
Let My Love Open the Door.
Yeah,
was a huge hit. Song. Rough Boys. I don't know if that was a hit.
Open the door.
You know he's got some other hits.
Yeah, I know it. I just didn't. I wouldn't have known.
You know, My Generation.
Yeah, that was a hit. But I wouldn't have known it was. They didn't have a number one hit. I don't even think they had a top five hit. I think their biggest hit was "I Can See for Miles" was number 10 in 1966.
Look it up.
Why are they so popular then?
Because they rock.
Well, because they were playing the rock stations. They got airplay. I mean, if you went with like the rock charts, which aren't the charts,
right.
But the rock stations airplay, they'd be up there with anybody. A good day for one-hit wonders. Shocking Blue hit number one with Venus.
Really?
I love the Shocking Blue version. Remember that version, the original?
No, I don't remember the original Venus.
Do you remember? Do you probably knew Bananarama's version?
Oh, yeah.
Can you crank the Shocking Blue, Jay?
Oh, hell yeah.
They had a hot
what
chick in that band,
again?
Too. 70.
Oh, cool.
Has Bananarama played any shows recently?
Where are they?
I don't know.
That was a good name.
This is the original.
Boom, 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 boom.
This is so much better than Bananarama.
That's so 70. I love that. So good.
Look at the face on this girl. First Dutch band to be number one in America.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Top of the line there. Shocking Blue. She's wearing a wig?
I don't know.
Nice looking.
She looks like she's in for some light kissing.
At least.
Hopefully.
What does she look like?
Actually, she's dead.
Oh, gross.
Sorry.
Oh. What's her name?
So dried up and washed out.
I can't think of her name.
She got really big, too, towards the end. I don't know if you saw her.
Yeah, she did. Jay, honestly, I saw them when I was looking at bands still around playing. There was Shocking Blue stuff from early 2000s. It was grim.
Hey, what did you say the Who's biggest hit in the U.S. was?
I Can See for Miles.
Yeah, what did you say they hit?
I think it was number 10.
Number 9.
Shit.
That's pretty amazing, though.
So close.
Pinball Wizard was number 19.
That didn't hit number 1?
No. It was number 4 in the U.K.
You sure that never hit number 1 in the U.S.?
Yeah, positive. It's 19. What did you know their second highest charting song ever was at number 12?
Squeezebox?
See Me, Feel Me.
Shit.
And then, this is kind of surprising, Who Are You?
Oh, later, yeah, that's right.
I was 14. There's an old saying in Texas. It's in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas. That Won't Get Fooled Again was 15. That's crazy. I would have thought, they would have had more hits than that.
Like Can't Explain.
Where's Can't Explain?
Let's Bob see. O'Reilly.
Yeah. My Generation.
I'm not sure those are all singles. I Can't Explain, I think, was a single, though. Yeah.
Bob O'Reilly, didn't chart. What was the other one you asked? I'm sorry. I have no short.
Can't Explain?
Can't Explain.
Let's see, I'm looking for it.
Look how tan this guy is on CNN next to, what's his name?
Next to Anderson Cooper?
Anderson Cooper.
While you're looking, 1981, another posthumous number one, John Lennon's Woman, 7 weeks after his death.
93 for Can't Explain.
What's that?
Who are you talking about?
John Lennon's Woman was number one.
That was
on
a
day in 81.
Great song.
Same day, the TV miniseries Elvis and Me, based on Priscilla Presley's book, began on ABC. 94, Blind Melon Shannon Hoon, forced to leave the American Music Awards for his loud, disruptive behavior, is arrested for assault, battery, and resisting arrest. 2004, a poll of music fans voted Queen's We Will Rock You, the greatest rock anthem of all time. Mm. 2007, a Vietnamese court reduced Gary Glitter's sentence for child molesting.
Dicks.
Yeah, he molested two girls, 10 and 11. That's what they knew of. They knew there was much more. That guy was a sick fuck.
They did take his wig, though, right?
Yes, wasn't they
he
did.
He was down there his wig.
Is he still
was
around?
Wigless. Yeah, he's around. Yeah. He's out of prison now. Yeah.
He's out of prison?
I think so.
You remember that story, too? He still makes money because people still play Rock and Roll Part 2, not putting together that he's a pedophile.
You know, he might still be. He might have been sentenced in another country since then.
I thought he was, Drew. I
think you're right.
I thought he's put away and loving it.
Finally, Amy Winehouse was told she could not perform at the Grammys because her U.S. visa was rejected over multiple.
I just was listening to her yesterday.
Yeah, but she played though. Remember, she played.
Yeah, she played in London live at a club.
Everything.
Yeah, that's right.
She's so good. Or was
she? Was good. She was really good.
Phenomenal.
God, those performances were so bad at the end. I mean, it was just pathetic. I couldn't believe someone would put her on stage. But they were, you know, promoters were like, just get her out there. She'll be okay.
Glitter is in jail.
He is good.
February 2015 was found guilty of attempted rape, 4 counts of indecent assault.
What a bum.
Oh, he got busted again after he got out?
He was arrested in 2012. Operation U-Tree. He's bailed out but charged.
Should cut his balls off.
He was sentenced February 2015 to 16 years. That's it?
Wow.
And then this is on Wikipedia. The last line is, Glitter is now widely hated and condemned.
His celebrity net worth is $8 million.
Yeah, because people
take it all.
Because people still play.
Jesus. Look at a picture of him. He looks ancient, man.
JL will do that to you.
Wow. You know, you're not going to believe this, Maz. Do you remember Dave Herman, New York Radio?
I sure do.
Were you a fan?
Yeah, I was.
Did you know what happened to him? He died. He's dead.
Whoa.
Yeah. I think he was 78.
That's not old.
No.
What was he on? What the hell would they call it?
He was on the rock station forever, doing mornings.
I'm trying to think of the name of it.
N-E-W. N-E-W. Yep. Yeah, he was on before Scott Muni, who brought the Beatles to America. Oh. Yeah. Dave Herman, arrested for child molestation.
Oh, no. Oh,
yep. Meeting a, I believe it was an 8-year-old with her mother at the airport.
Eight?
Oh, no.
Yep.
With her mother?
I think she was 8. You can look it up. Dave Herman, New York disc jockey, child molestation.
How long ago was that?
What's wrong with the mom?
It was about maybe 5 years ago.
Jesus.
And he died in prison almost. I think he might have died right before he went to prison or just after he got to prison. He died.
He is dead, yeah.
I'll be damned.
6-year-old daughter.
Oh. 6-year-old daughter. I knew it was really young. Yeah, isn't that
in St. Croix. Wonderful?
So who knows what that fuck got away with. I mean, he didn't just suddenly at age 75 decide, oh, man, I want to molest 6-year-olds.
Yeah. Wow. His attorney claimed that Herman was interested in the mom, not the girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nice try.
Wow.
Oh, they had some transcripts that were just un-fucking. I couldn't read them. I absolutely could not read them. It was so disturbing.
What happened to this mother?
She should go right to jail.
Good question. Yeah, she should. Of course she should be in jail.
Where was your mother?
God, is it? Ugh.
She was 36, the mother.
Lighten the mood a little. Red Wings down 2-1 to Columbus.
That doesn't lighten the mood.
Down 2-1.
I had to lighten the mood.
So there you go. If you know the final, you know at one time, if they won the game, they were down in that game.
They were up 1-0, then down 2-1.
Okay.
So who knows? So
adds a lot to the story.
It does. Can I give a congratulations, a shout out to a good friend of ours from 105.1?
What did they do?
Remember our friend Jason Jarvie?
What'd Jason do?
Him and his wife, Megan, had a baby boy a couple days ago on Super Bowl Sunday.
Sweet. Oh, do you have to miss the Super Bowl?
Maybe Jake. No, they had it. They had it in the morning. They got the Super Bowl in.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
What a great baby.
Name it Brady after Tom Brady?
No. I hope not. I hope that's not his middle name. Anyway.
They should have.
Okay, I'm going to read a letter to the paper. Second letter of the show. Actually, there were some other letters, too, but they were very brief. President Donald Trump said he fixed the economy for working people. He said this during his campaign, talking to people like me who go to work before the sun rises and return after it sets, but still can't pay the bills. I work 20 hours one week, 38 hours another week at Hardee's as a cashier. I am paid $8.75 an hour with no medical benefits, no holiday pay. I have three kids. And it's hard to pay the rent making minimum wage. So now Trump says the Secretary of Labor, who's supposed to be protecting working Americans like me, will be Andy Puzder. He's a businessman who runs all the Carl's Jr.'s and Hardee's fast food restaurants.
Hey, settle down, settle down.
Hey, Mags, what's up?
Write your own letter to the editor, Mags. They don't like the letter.
I don't think the way she liked your tone, Drew.
They thought you were going to talk about Hardee's instead of talking about an employee.
They hear. Oh, yeah, maybe they heard about Hardee's. They got fired up. He's my top boss. Puzder makes more in a day than I make in a whole year. He runs all the Hardee's and Carl's Jr. So.
Did you see what happened to Puzder today, by the way?
No.
Undocumented worker cleans his house. His housekeeper, which has happened before.
So common.
So, of course, right away it's like, oh, I paid all the back taxes, fired her, she's gone.
Well, doesn't that make everybody feel better?
Yeah, apparently.
Puzder makes more in a day than I make in a whole year, but he doesn't want to raise the minimum wage. He supports eliminating health insurance for 30 million Americans. Meanwhile, 52% of fast food workers rely on public assistance, such as Medicaid, because our wages are so low. The Labor Secretary should protect American workers. The Department of Labor is supposed to make sure we are paid the wages we're due and that we are safe on the job. Well, I'm not aware of her missing any paychecks. I mean, it seems to me it's not the Department of Labor's job to say, pay this girl $17 an hour. She doesn't have enough money.
There's no federal minimum wage.
But instead, it looks like the Trump years are going to be about low pay, wage theft, sexual harassment, and racial.
Whoa, wait. That's kind of a that's jumping kind of ahead a leap. A little.
Yeah. This concept. I can't believe people are even saying this. The girls I read about who are applying in Canada because they think sexual harassment is going to be so rampant on college campuses, and the rape laws will be lessened.
They have talked about changing the Title IX because of that, and with Betsy DeVos, That's why they feel that way. It's not just because he said, I like to grab chicks by the pussy because I'm famous.
You think people are saying, God, I am going to rape some chicks on campus because look at these laws possibly changing. I mean, do you think people really think about the law when they decide whether to rape someone? I mean,
of course not.
Obviously, you don't want the laws to be.
Of course not, but sometimes it's just sexual assault. I'm just saying.
Do you think anybody who sexually assaults someone is thinking about the law? Honestly,
no, but it's what happens afterwards when someone claims they were sexually assaulted.
That's for the first time.
But that's not what I'm arguing. That's neither here nor there. I'm just saying it's not totally unfounded what they're saying.
And racial discrimination. So I hope you understand that the need for working people, are they making it? Is racial discrimination going to be allowed too? Is that something's happening?
Only against Mexicans.
So I hope you understand the need for working people to join together is more important than ever. This year I became involved in the Fight for 15, the movement to raise pay to $15 an hour and strengthen working Americans' right to join a union. Together we've won raises for working families in New York, California, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. Home care workers in Massachusetts and Oregon won $15 an hour. Huge companies such as Facebook and Aetna have raised minimum wage to $15 an hour or higher.
Well, okay.
Wait, if they raise minimum wage, are they paying people $15 an hour?
But That's
a different part of the country.
Isn't
Seattle $15 anyway?
It's going to be.
But I think it's 2021.
Yeah, it's that gradual. Late? Nobody's going to jump in.
It's going to gradually go up. It's going to be tiered, which, you know.
But those are private companies deciding to do that out
exactly.
of benevolent hearts.
I don't think they're raising minimum wage. I don't know if they're talking about cashiers at Facebook and Aetna either. Puzder's nomination means no support for economic security for working class people like me, and to me that means one other thing. For the next 4 years, working men and women must join in the fight for $15.
I guess from
Natasha Jones in Hazel Park.
We sweat, put 15 on our check. We work, we sweat, we sweat, put 15 on our check. We work.
I can't get
She sounds pretty sharp. Why doesn't she get a better paying job?
This is what I can't get past. Why would you pop out three kids if you're only eligible for a minimum wage job at Hardee's?
I don't know.
Should you plan things a little, just a little bit? Have one kid.
I don't know how anybody has more than one kid.
Well, what if she had the kids first and then decided she had to go to work?
That's absolutely ludicrous.
I'm just saying.
That's just not thinking.
Look, the argument shouldn't be I deserve this money. It should be I earn this money.
No, here's what I would say. If she said, listen, look at all the things I do at Hardee's. I have so many great ideas how they could save money or how they could better use it. I'd say, shit, she sounds like she should make more. You should raise her.
She's saying,
pay me more because I need more money.
Yeah.
That is the most ridiculous way to get a raise. You don't get a raise by saying, I need more money, pay me more. You get a raise by having more skills.
Yeah.
When she went to apply for the job, like there's job interviews I've been in, and they say, what kind of salary range are you looking for? So when you go to justify her, you're saying, well, let's see, I got X number of kids.
No, of course not. It's based on your skill level.
Yeah, right.
But this mentality, and it's catching on. There's all these people walking out of their McDonald's jobs to protest their pay.
Well, let me ask you this.
Because they want more money.
You think that's a fair wage? I'm just asking you.
$8.75 for someone working at Hardee's?
Yeah.
I think it's not uncommon. It'd be nice if they were paid $10.
That's the minimum wage.
I'm not sure.
$8.75. Is that enough for you?
I bump it up to $10.
I think I made $5 an hour back in 1980.
I remember making minimum wage was $2.25.
Don't you think it should have went up more than $4 in the next 40 years?
It has slow.
45 years?
Bump it up to $10. $15 an hour. If you go from $8.75 to $15, you're literally going to alter the landscape of fast food.
Agreed. No question. Of every job.
There's also going to be people losing their jobs.
Go out of business.
People will lose their jobs.
Tom, you really hit the nail on the head. All service industry is going to have to be bumped up.
It would die. Like my I have friends that own, you know, small businesses, and they're like,
this will kill them.
I would finish them.
Yeah.
Finish them.
Well, I mean, you have a labor cost, so she's going to be doing twice the amount of work.
But $5 an hour in 1980, and now it's $8.
Why doesn't she get a second job, by the way? She works 20 hours one week, 38 hours another week.
Yeah, that's a
58 hours in 2 weeks. That's
not that much.
She's not really killing herself, in my opinion.
She has three kids.
But I don't understand, why did people go into fast food to raise their families? Who is raising a family successfully in fast food? I mean, is that a fair question?
Unless you're a manager.
Well, but I mean, if she said, I'm trying to become a manager, I'm doing anything, she just says, I'm a cashier.
No, she better be a good one.
I just don't understand this mentality. I know people are probably saying, oh, what an asshole.
No, they're not saying that.
Oh, some people might. I don't really care.
Well, I think the minimum wage should be $10 at least.
Oh, that's fine. It should be. But to go from $8.75 to $15 because I need more money is just preposterous. I mean, if they were asking for $10, I think they'd probably get it.
Yeah.
Maybe it might be two-tier.
You ask for a lot and you settle at 10.
That's not happening. That ain't happening.
If it goes to 10, they'll be bitching, trust me.
Well, I honestly think their real goal is to unionize.
Well, good luck with watch the fast food restaurants disappear when the employees start unionizing.
Well, it's not just fast food restaurants, though, either. It's a lot of small businesses, a lot of diners and stuff.
Well, waitresses get paid different.
That's a different thing.
They get $2.50 an hour.
I don't know why they get away with that either. Right. I don't understand. Why can restaurants get away with paying people like one-tenth of minimum wage and go, get the tips.
Get rid of tipping. A lot of tips. Tipping should be done. We shouldn't tip people.
Yeah, why are we paying their employees? That's just stupid. Exactly. They should have to pay minimum wage.
That's an understood, Mark.
That's understood. I'll still tip people. If they pay minimum wage, I'll still tip them because I like them.
I'm not going to start a movement where I just don't tip. But I wish everybody, you know, I wish they could say, look, we don't want any tipping at this restaurant.
And restaurants wouldn't have any people working there.
No, you pay them the right wage.
What's the right wage in a restaurant, in a four-star
whatever
restaurant?
They're paying
these waitresses like $2-3 an hour, $2 an hour.
So you got to go work at National Coney Island for the same amount of money as you're going to go work at Mr. Paul's Chop House?
Well, then they're going to have... No, you would think Mr. Paul's Chop House would hire the best servers they can.
And pay minimum wage, and they'll get tips too.
But you're saying don't tip them, Mark.
I think tipping should be just gone, really. Unless someone goes above and beyond something. But honestly, when you go...
Well, we've talked about the dumbest tip of all. And it won't make Maz very upset, I'm sure.
Go ahead.
What's
tipping
that?
People at casinos.
Yeah.
Where you're handing over your money to them and they're asking you for tips. How fucking stupid is that?
That's what the restaurant does.
It's ridiculous. Why don't they pay you more? They're making millions.
I get it.
Isn't that what a restaurant does, though? They pass it on to you.
Yeah, right. It's my job to pay your people.
Pass the savings on to you.
I mean, you know going in. You know going in that you're going to pay 20%, or in Tom's case, 10% on a bill. So why not just add the price?
How dare you say I'm a 10% tipper?
Just add the price into the
tipper. I tip everybody.
My point being, just add the price into the meal.
If you walk in my house, I tip you.
If we walk into your house.
Hey, guy that's coming in to fix something. I'm like, first thing I ask, you know, what can I get for you to drink?
Yeah.
You want something to eat? And then if he does a good job, I tip him.
Of course. That's different, though.
Oh.
You're not expected to. It's the expected tipping that I don't like.
Yeah, I don't know. I never understood why. And that's a big IRS bullshit deal, too, is these waitresses say, yeah, I
made $20.
I just made a few tips, made enough to get me to about minimum wage, and that's about it.
Exactly.
But, you know, waitresses aren't.
They let them get away with it because, you know, that's the biz.
For the most part, people try to take care of the waitresses. I think the public's pretty good about it.
Of course.
Why can't their buzzes?
And does a restaurant pay less than in FICA, or do they not?
I don't know. I don't know how they do that. I mean, it seems like a clusterfuck to me. But I'm going to change the subject radically because I cannot believe what the fuck is going on at Lake Zurich High School with the hazing program.
Oh, good. High school hazing.
Oh, boy.
I hate hazing.
I do, too.
I despise it.
You're going to like it even less after you hear this.
Oh,
What's your least favorite hazing move, Tom? Elephant walking?
I don't even know what that is. I'm afraid to even ask what that is.
You don't want to know.
I don't.
But you won't want to know this either.
Use your imagination.
Like underwear taped to your face and stuff like that. Jocks taped to your face. Stuff like that. Yeah. Smelly
that's
jocks.
That'd be a joy to these people.
Oh, God. Let's hear it.
The Chicago area football team is being sued over sick hazing rituals former players say they were subjected to. The alleged act includes sodomizing new recruits with broomsticks.
Always. Always. Why is that always the sodomy with something?
I don't understand.
Forcing them to perform oral sex on each other.
What? Come on.
These guys are blowing each other?
Oh, my God.
The fuck is this?
Who's getting off on that besides the guy getting blown?
I don't know.
Like,
I don't
know. The seniors are getting off and watching some freshmen blown
up. Maybe they whack off watching them. I don't know.
What happened to the good old days of light kissing?
Urinating them and slapping them in the face with their genitals.
What?
I know. It's hard to believe, but it sounds like it really happens. They all took place in the teams.
Urinate on someone.
Well, that happens in a locker room. I mean, that's commonplace. I mean, guys, my baseball team in college did that.
Yeah, the president did.
They all took place in the team's locker room, and some occurred after its weekly Thursday night pasta dinner where players were taken to be roasted, the plaintiff said.
After a big pasta dinner. You know, go blow some guy.
Victims were forced to strip naked and were singled out.
Be sodomized when you need to take a big shit.
Notice board where their names would be written. Local authorities launched an investigation into the team after a security guard stumbled upon players behaving inappropriately in the locker room, giving each other oral sex after one of the pasta dinners. Oh, my God. Imagine a security guard who walks in and the seniors there pointing at guys with cocks in their mouths.
Hey, what are you kids doing? Oh, my God. I'm getting lied.
Those aren't meatballs.
What? I got to say.
I would be so confused if I was a security guard. I'd be like, what? I don't even know if I'd tell anyone. I'd be so freaked out.
Well, he's got to count his blessings. He didn't see this broomstick sodomy.
That's true.
The blowjob instead.
Yeah, I would rather.
Oh, my
guess,
God. What animals? Why?
What the fuck is that?
Is it football?
Yeah.
Why would you? Yeah, football players.
Oh, those kids are fucked, man. They're so screwed.
What's really funny, police were forced to drop the case for lack of evidence because none of the players would speak, period.
Oh, really? Well, then the hazing worked.
Yeah, it was effective. They bonded together.
Team. They become a tight team. Nobody wants to narc on each other.
The school, however, sent a letter around to parents and players requiring them to sign a behavioral agreement or risk being banned. No forcing kids to give other kids blowjobs. No broomsticks up the ass.
Wait, so nobody narked, so nothing happened to these kids?
Nope, nothing.
How did they find out about the broomsticks? So maybe that security guy did see more than
we did. Yeah, maybe
he's never given a blowjob.
Maybe it was a virtual circus of sexual activity.
Wow,
oh,
that's hazing.
Why would you want to see that with your team?
Where is this Lake Zurich?
Yeah, Lake Zurich, Chicago. Outside Chicago. What? There's the Channel 2 thing. I mean, there's a story on Channel 2 about it.
Really?
In Chicago.
I don't get why you would want to do that. Why you'd want to see that? Is it just power? Is that what it is? It's just power.
I guess. But that's so weird. When you're a senior, you were blowing somebody a couple years ago, so you're going, God. Well, I'm going to make him fucking do it. I had to do it. That's what happens, I think, in a lot of cases.
Love that. That's really bizarre.
Team sports.
I know,
man.
It's totally bizarre. I mean, the broomstick, the first time I heard about kid that committed suicide, yeah. He was so upset about it.
Yeah.
I don't blame him.
There's always a sodomy, though, in the hazing. That's what I don't get.
Yeah, or the shocker. That's a big one.
Ugh.
What happened to the old original wedgie, an atomic wedgie?
Oh, come
on. Is
that
enough?
That's baby stuff.
Yeah, why don't you
enough.
Just go lightly kiss
babies
somebody.
Are doing that to each
How about
other.
About tying
babies.
Someone to the goalpost, taping someone to the goalpost.
Yeah, that was kind. I remember guys doing that.
All right, that's as far as it should go.
So, wait, why is that okay?
It's not. I said that's as far as it should go.
But that's implying that it's okay.
No, it's okay. Nothing. Nothing should be okay. Should be allowed
in the locker room.
Nothing.
And in the shower.
Oh, here we go.
Some
Here's Channel 2's
hazing of
report.
Two Lake Zurich High School football players. Those are the allegations made in a federal lawsuit against the school and the coaches. CBS 2's Jim Williams reports. Attorneys say the abuse went on at the school long before the boys got there.
At Lake Zurich High School, attorneys for the two boys say the abuse there was straight out of the novel Lord of the Flies.
They were brutally mocked, teased, humiliated, embarrassed, and emotionally harmed, all in the name of team bonding.
The lawsuit alleges the two football players were abused by their teammates last fall, but the degrading hazing culture at Lake Zurich High did not start then, attorneys say. The suit describes a player duct-taped naked to a post, players stripped and confined in lockers naked, and there are charges of forced sexual acts over a 20-year period.
Oh, my God.
But these activities were happening right inside the school, inside the locker room, right below the coaches' offices, and in the showers.
The head football coach and the dean of students have resigned.
Kids value the opinion of their peers more than anyone else.
Kerry Goldman, who's written a book on
bullying, we don't need to hear this,
idiot. The adults have to convince the whatever. Young leaders of the team that such hazing
is unacceptable. Leave this out.
Peers are doing it.
Get rid of this foolishness.
Kids will do it too, and that culture of silence will just grow.
Today, the Lake Zurich School
District
said
expert.
In a statement it's committed to creating a positive culture that
did
does not
enough
tolerate
about it.
Hazing
did the
of
bullying.
Any kind. Still, attorney Antonio Ramanucci charges his clients
Mark
continue
bully
to
me.
Be abused after they reported the incident.
Live on the air.
They were brutally.
You
want to
be having oral sex with somebody soon? Stay on this podcast.
Of what they had done in terms of revealing
what you have in
was
mind?
Happening to them and to others.
Well, Mark, to bring
let me
the
think
plunger.
About that.
Several school officials are named in the lawsuit, including coaches. So the boys who are not identified are no longer on the football team. They are still students at Lake Zurich High School, where officials say they have a plan to stop hazing. Live in the newsroom, Jim Williams, CBS.
Oh, that's great. Wait, is there any questions?
He's live in the newsroom.
So, anybody's played football there now, people are going to think they've been blowing people when they're in high school.
Oh, you're on the football team?
if somebody, I'm just trying to imagine this, somebody forcing you to blow your teammate.
I'm sure you did a great job.
No, I think I'd quit the sport.
You think Beam? You think Beams would allow that?
No.
All right. Just checking.
Yeah, that is weird. Why would you keep playing?
I would think tons of kids would be quitting. They'd be going, God, why don't we have a football team anymore? It's like 4,000 kids in the school, and we can't get more than five guys to play, and they're all gay. What is this?
Spend a lot of time in the locker room.
It's team bonding to a
can't
new
get them out on the practice
level.
Field. Oh, man.
It's really fucked up.
Not good.
Hey, so what's going on with Cash Me outside? Cash Me outside.
That big mouth?
How about that?
She's 13. What a punk she is.
She got kicked off a Spirit Airlines flight.
Yeah, last we saw her, remember she was filming Dr. Phil?
Yeah, she's on Friday.
And she threatened to punch all the paparazzi. Remember?
Right. Yeah,
after being
she was
nice
kissing their
her.
Ass and she was having fun getting a picture taken, and then she wanted to fight somebody.
So then she goes to get on the Spirit Airlines flight to come back home, and I think a lady called her a wigger.
Oh, really?
No, yeah. I think some lady pushed her mom for being too slow.
Well, that's what she said.
The fight...
They got a picture of her swinging, by the way.
There's a whole video of it.
Wow.
The fight went down after Barbara Ann, that's the mom, got an argument with a third party, became angry when it took her some time to load her carry-on bag above the seat, as she's currently wearing a cast for a broken foot. The argument escalated quickly as bemused passengers looked on.
They're going, it's the Cash Me Outside chick.
My daughters heard me listening to this thing and ran into the room and could not wait. They can't wait for the next Dr. Phil. I'm like, you
Friday.
Know this story? I'm failing as a father, allowing
why it's
them,
the biggest
them
internet,
to look at this.
Why? It's the biggest internet meme right now. It shows them how not to act.
Dad, there's billions of snaps, Dad. You wouldn't believe all the snaps about it.
Bemused passengers looked down, recording the incident and commenting on the girl's previous Dr. Phil performance. The unnamed woman can then be heard calling Bergoglio, that's her last name, a wigger, and spit at her. Bergoglio's mother threatens the woman to put her hands on my daughter, saying, don't call my kid trash! She is a good mom. That's when the argument turned physical.
Does she talk a lot in the video?
You can hear one thing, and this is what you could hear her screaming over and over is, what's up, ho? What's up, ho? What's up, ho? Then her mother pushes the woman by the neck, who responds by pushing her forward and rearing back for a punch.
Yeah.
Bergoglio then hammers her fist down on the woman's head. Police were called and escorted all three off the plane. Bergoglio took to her own Facebook page. Stop calling her by her last name. The Cash Me Outside girl went to her Facebook page to explain the incident, calling the woman a drunk crackhead who pushed her mother.
Now it's Catch Me Outside or Cash Me Outside.
She says Cash Me Outside. Yeah.
But I think that's the saying, though, is Cash Me Outside. I mean, isn't that
but someone
to be
else wrote Catch Me Outside on their headline.
That's what she meant.
Yeah.
I just, Jay just handed this to me. Unforgettable. E.J. Johnson wears fuzzy jacket over see-through netted top as he hits L.A. airport with his favorite Chanel purse.
All right. Oh,
Magic Junior.
Now, they did a story on him the other day because he was wearing a skirt and some kind of chick top. I don't know what it is. He dresses like a female.
He's wearing heels there, isn't he?
Yeah, he's got heels on. I got to believe Magic, when Magic prays, Magic says, God, you give me a really good life, but why did you have to give me the gayest kid? I mean, couldn't I just have a gay kid? Why does he have to be so gay? Because this kid, I'm not knocking him or anything, but he is the gayest person
I can possibly imagine. Yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't make it on Celebrity Apprentice yet.
And I read that he's not, because a lot of people thought, is he transgender? No, he's not transgender.
Yeah.
He just loves these clothes.
He's effeminate.
Yeah, he's very, very effeminate. Gay. He's extreme. He might be the gayest person I've ever seen in my life, and I swear, I believe Magic prays that his kid is less gay.
Do you think he knows the rule of stomach in, dick out? The Joe Simpson rule? Yeah,
probably.
Shortened to the Joe Simpson rule. Stomach in, dick out.
Wasn't the last story we had, too? He had, like, horrible sweat.
Oh, yeah. He had giant bologna slices on this blouse he was wearing. That was referenced in the story, too.
He didn't use Lady's Secret that day.
Hey, I got a question. I got a question for EJ. How does he shop?
He must go to women's stores, I guess.
He's tall. He's big dude.
He goes to Lane Bryant.
Is there
probably
women's big and tall?
Yeah, he goes to Lane Bryant.
But Lane Bryant doesn't have that sexy stuff that he likes to wear.
Sure, I don't think so. No, they're not as he's much more flamboyant than Lane Bryant.
Well, he shops in Hollywood.
He's going to have to get that's got to be a size 22 blouse.
More than that.
Probably more than that. You're right. And where do you get effeminate heels that are probably size 16?
That's got to be a drag. Yeah, because EJ is tall as hell. Isn't he like 6'5 or something?
Yeah, he's
a big
to
pay
dude.
Less for his heels.
Oh, please. He wouldn't be seen dead in the Payless.
No.
This is EJ3 we're talking about.
Boy, Pam Anderson, apparently she is really into Julian Assange.
Gross.
She's showing up there dressed all smoking hot, constantly bringing him food, bringing him gourmet meals and stuff. She wants to fuck him in the worst way if she's not banging him already.
What does he have on her that she doesn't want the world
to see? Maybe that's what it is.
By the way, you know how you always hate how they attach gate to everything?
Of course. Ugh.
Are you looking at me weird because my voice is going?
No.
Does my voice sound really bad?
Yeah, it's starting to go.
Yeah. Been sick.
Oh, I understand.
So hope you get sick.
Look at her nipples in this top, man. She is into this guy.
You know how you hate...
She's perky.
...when they attach gate to everything?
Yeah, I hate it.
The new one is Jersey Gate for Brady. They're now doing that for leaks.
Yeah.
Like with Wake Forest. Remember the Wake Forest coach gave Virginia Tech and some other schools? They're calling that Wakey Leaks. For Wake Forest. Oh,
stop it.
And now the new one, of course, we talked about is Beckham. They're calling it Becky Leaks. Can we please not do this anymore, attaching leaks and gate to everything?
And please, shut up about this jersey. Nobody cares. But actually, people do
jersey
care.
Watch. Maybe
that's what bothers me, is that people care about it. They're really upset about it.
I hope someone takes it and uses it as like a voodoo doll.
That'll only make him stronger.
Oh, here's the story. A chick left her husband because he admitted he was voting for Donald Trump.
Oh, here's the number for him.
Oh. Is this for the dude or the wife?
It's listed to both of them. She packed up and left, though.
This is an old couple. These aren't kids.
Yeah.
He's 73.
Yeah, you know what?
They've sitting on a duck or something?
They've only been together for, 22
years? Voice
is
changing.
Yeah.
So they've been together for 22 years. You got to believe it's a little more than politics, right?
Probably.
Let's see.
That was the catalyst.
Retired California prison guard, a self-described Democrat leaning towards socialist, was stunned when her husband Bill casually mentioned during a lunch with friends last year that he planned to vote for Trump, a revelation she described as a deal breaker. It totally undid me that he could vote for Trump, says McCormick, a Bernie Sanders fan who had not thought of leaving the conservative Republican before but felt betrayed by his support for... Are you kidding me? What's wrong with you, chick? I felt like I'd been fooling myself. It opened up areas between us I had not faced before. I realized how far I'd gone in my life to accept things I would never accept when I was younger.
I'm sure. Oh, wait, what does that mean?
3 months after the most divisive election in modern U.S. politics, fractured families and upended relationships, a number of Americans say the emotional wounds are raw as ever and showing few signs of healing.
Oh, grow up.
The rancor has not dissipated as it has in the aftermath of other recent contentious U.S. elections. A Reuters Ipsos opinion poll shows it's worsened, suggesting a widening of the gulf between Republicans and Democrats and a hardening of ideological positions that sociologists and political scientists say increases distrust in government will make political compromise more difficult. How could it be more difficult than it is? By the way, the immigration ban, 88% of Republicans support it. 88% of Democrats do not support it.
Of course.
It's an exact tie depending on party. And actually, I saw another poll. It was 85% of Republicans, 85% of Democrats. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, dial this bag up. Or are we calling the dude?
Whoever answers.
Yeah, it's their home.
Where do they live?
Well, she left him, so I guess he's there. California. The poll shows 13% of Americans have ended a relationship thanks to the election.
No way.
I think they're talking about friendships. Facebook? I think they're talking about friendships, too.
Hello?
Hi, is this Bill?
No, we have the wrong number.
Is this the McCormick residence?
Nope.
It's not. That's weird. Why do you guys have Bill McCormick's number? Because this is his number.
I don't know.
Do you have a party line?
That's him. That's old man McCormick. It's got to be him.
Just say Bill. It said Bill McCormick, didn't it?
Yeah.
Fucking liar. Liar.
Think that was Bill McCormick?
He knows why we're calling. Just tell her.
Yeah, probably.
What's her name? Tell her we're trying to reach her. We're trying to reach Gail.
Yeah, like call back.
For a date. she's already back out there. And back on the old pogo stick.
Match.com or something.
It's the number Gail told me to call for a date. She told me to come over with a pack of rubbers and a
he's not gonna answer.
Six pack of beer and some rubbers.
Yo.
He's ducking it.
Yo.
Oh, she's a goofus.
Hi, you reached Mike. I'm not available to take
Mike,
a call. Leave a message, and I'll get back to you. Thank you.
No, it's not them.
Sound like Mike?
Bullshit. Why is that lady leaving
I'm
a message
sorry, I was
for
calling
Mike?
For Gail. I thought she, well, she used to live with a guy named Bill. I guess this isn't your number. I plugged her the other night, and we want to check up on her. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Plugged her last night. What a sensitive lover you are.
I'm a millennial. I'm thinking like a millennial.
Ready for our first date.
Would actually reveal that in the wrong numbers.
Well, somebody that didn't listen, right?
Yes. Have you seen the Chrissy Brinkley pictures with her daughters?
Yeah.
Has anyone, I want to just throw this out to everybody, has anyone looked at that picture and not said, I want the mom?
What do you mean?
Oh, she looks so much hotter. She's the hottest person in the picture.
I like Alexa.
I
like Billy Joel's daughter.
Touched up that photo.
Oh, you like Billy Joel? No one likes her, man.
I like her.
Have you looked at her face?
I like her.
She looks like Billy Joel.
She's like a New York chick to me. I dig her.
But she looks just like Billy Joel.
She does not.
The only jeans she got from Christy Brinkley are the vagina jeans. Other than that, she looks just like Billy Joel. No, I think those are Billy's boobs, too.
You think?
I'm actually surprised that she's in the picture with her mother. If I was that kid,
she's
I'd
pretty.
Go, I'm going to take a picture with you.
What's the matter with you?
Tom, do we look at the same picture?
Yeah.
By the way, I knew Drew would hate the other girl who's 18 because no breasts whatsoever.
None.
Poor
little she looks sailor. Like Christy, though.
She is a beautiful girl, too.
She does look just like Christy. She's got the same mouth.
I don't know why. 18 is
so young.
The other one's like 25. Alexa Ray's 25.
No, she's not. She's older than that.
Oh, she? Yeah, she's old. I mean, I knew she was older. I knew that.
31.
Okay, 31.
Right. Anyway,
I'm eligible for her.
She looks damn good. They all look very nice together.
They look good, but the mom looks...
Christy is amazing. She's amazing.
Ask somebody. I bet you'll say, oh, I'm kind of partial to mom, actually. Mm.
Anyway, the...
I know she's 63 years old. I still think she's smoking hot.
You get Sports Illustrated in the mail anymore?
Yeah, I do.
I got to tell you, the swimsuit edition is so meaningless to me. I'm stunned. When you referenced it, I wanted to write you back and go, do you really care about the SI swimsuit edition anymore?
Yeah, I told you. It reminds me of when spring is coming.
What?
An SI swimsuit hits the mailbox, that's like spring to me.
It should remind you to look at other porn, better porn. That should be what makes you think of spring.
I'll put the app on here and check out the app.
Hey, what time do we start the podcast tonight?
Late. 7 o'clock.
How far in are we?
Hour Friday 45. We're about to wrap up, actually.
Because Tom made a Facebook comment 2 hours ago, it says. I was going to bust it live on the show.
What was your comment, Maz?
I don't know. I guess maybe I answered somebody back that wrote something to me.
No, you on Joanna's video, you wrote, Go Joe.
Yeah. That's how I knew Joanna was on the video. I looked at that's bullshit. Thank you.
Have you commented on other people's things while we were doing the show?
No, I haven't even gone on Facebook.
Can we go through what you've posted recently?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, this sounds like fun.
I don't care.
Tom Mazzoli, 10 hours ago. Best Super Bowl spot, # Mr. Clean.
Yeah?
Yeah.
People liked it. It was one of the more popular ones.
Put the video up there. I think it's hilarious.
By the way, I want to say this about Super Bowl ads. I thought the 84 Lumber ad was incredibly stupid.
I didn't even know what 84 Lumber was.
And I think people liked it.
No one knew. I was just confused by it.
It was very confusing. You had to go online to see the end of it. They were basically saying, isn't this wonderful? This mom and daughter are crossing the border illegally through the wall with the open doors.
Yeah.
It shows a wall with open doors. But the mom and the daughter are like, they have a little fire out in the desert.
Yeah.
Like they're crossing illegally. We don't want people crossing into the country illegally, do we?
No, of course not.
No.
I mean, if you're sympathetic to the people who are here legally, I understand that's a very large movement. But are we asking people, hey, come in illegally. We like that.
It was a very poor metaphor for them to express their appreciation for immigrants, right? Does that make sense? Is that a better way of saying it?
Well, I thought it was appreciation for illegal immigrants.
No, I'm agreeing with you. I thought it was pretty dumb. But I think it's their way of being, hey, immigrants are still welcome, and we don't like the wall Trump's putting up.
But they're saying illegal immigrants are welcome.
No, I know.
And not only is it stupid to think we want people illegally immigrating, but it's dangerous going through the desert. Why, I mean, people die doing that.
Well, they're being boycotted now, so.
84 Lumber is.
Along with Coca-Cola, which I'm assuming is going to go out of business anytime. and Budweiser is also being boycotted.
Wow, I like Bud Light. I'm sorry to hear that. I'd like to have a Bud Light.
There were # boycott Coke and # boycott Budweiser. And one of the tweets said, America the Beautiful in foreign languages of the foreigners. Take your globalism elsewhere, Super Bowl.
Where are these 84 Lumbers, by the way? I've never heard of them.
Why are these companies trying to make stands, political stands, when you know half the country is going to fucking hate it? They're supposed to try to be liked.
I guess. I don't know. You know, I was watching some talking head talking about it, and he said, you know, they try to capture, you'll appreciate this phrase, Drew. They try to capture the zeitgeist of what's going on right now. And there's nothing more zeitgeisty than politics. And I understand that, but.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's a wrong, bad move.
But I think it Coke's, for their audience, everybody drinks Coke, right? So you want to be as inclusive as you can. Right, I mean, the Budweiser ad cracked me up that everybody was mad at it when they're owned by InBev, which is a Belgian company.
But people don't know that. People don't think about stuff like that. They don't. They don't think that far. The Coke thing, I thought it was dumb because I don't think people in foreign countries think sing our anthem or America the Beautiful in their native tongue.
See, I thought it was people. I thought it was Americans singing it. In their native language.
I preferred the polar
bears.
Why
would they do that, though, when it's always sung in our language?
Bring back the polar bears.
It doesn't make sense to me.
They don't speak English.
So they learn our anthem in their language. They learn the words that they don't know in their own language.
Are you surprised Trump hasn't made an executive order to make English the national language?
I'm sure it's coming.
Official language?
I'm sure it's coming. And I think it'll be popular.
Incredibly popular.
Except anyone who doesn't like Trump will say they hate it.
I bet you would be incredibly popular. I'm surprised he hasn't done that yet.
Tough language, Mark.
I don't think Trump can do anything that more than 44% of the population will say they like. I don't think there's anything he can do. If he said everyone gets $5,000, people go, no!
How about the GM people? They're getting like 12 grand each.
That's right.
That's a nice little bonus.
That's a great bonus. You know, there was an article in the paper the other day about, you know, will they spend it or save it? Did anybody read that?
No.
Oh, that was after the Ford one, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Will they spend it or save it?
What was the conclusion?
I think they'll go half and half. That'll be my pick. They'd spend half, keep half.
Well, I hope they spend it for my sake, right? Yeah, isn't it better for the economy?
I always thought they blew it out their ass because it's a bonus.
Yeah.
I mean, they should
save half.
They should save it, but for my sake and your sake and Tom's sake, they should absolutely go spend it.
How about this guy? Which
they'd share it
yesterday.
At Zot Ford or
there you go,
Dr. Roche.
Yeah. Get some new boobs.
Yeah. It's, they have enough.
It's some lipo. Yeah, they got enough for new boobs. Enough for new boobs and a new boob lift or an old boob lift.
And a Brazilian.
They might be able to squeeze a Brazilian in there. They negotiate.
If you get the all-inclusive.
I saw the breakdown of how they did the ad. The Honda ad with the talking pictures, the high school pictures.
Saw that too.
I was disappointed to find out that those people weren't their actual high school classmates. I was very disappointed about that.
That's funny. I have to admit, I'm not going to say disappointed. I took it as hard as you
did.
It takes a little wind out of their sails.
It did. They were fake people.
You know what else takes the wind out of the sails? Knowing how apparently easy it is to do that. Like, it's
I know.
Some groundbreaking
I was shocked.
Yeah.
I thought it was some incredible new technology.
It's a cool ad.
Now, you and I very asked, cool. you said you'd even take a picture for your senior yearbook.
I did not.
And I said, in our senior yearbook, we all had the powder blue tuxedos and the velour blue bow ties and the ruffle shirts.
Everyone wore the same thing for the picture.
Yes.
What's
every guy?
Why?
I don't know.
Is it a uniform?
No. That's what they made us wear for our senior picture.
Who made you?
I don't remember back then. It's 1980.
I want to see your yearbook.
I'll bring it in. I missed show and tell today.
Yeah, Maz forgot show and tell.
I promise you next week I'll bring you my yearbook. That would be hilarious to look at.
Please bring more than your yearbook.
I will.
I want show and tell to be serious.
I got other stuff too.
Maz tried to go to the car to find something for show and tell.
I did, but you turned it down. You turned my.
He brought a jersey that apparently he threw in there and forgot about.
Well, that's interesting because you usually judge people on how clean their cars.
Yeah, my car is spotless.
Well, but you went out there to look for something for show and tell.
I knew I had a couple of jerseys wrapped up in a bag in my trunk.
Okay, what jerseys and why?
One was a Rip Hamilton Pistons jersey.
What's that for?
I'm going to give it to my buddy because he's
pretended show and tell.
He's a big Rip Hamilton fan, and they're going to have Rip Hamilton night here pretty soon.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let him have it so he can go get it autographed.
How long have you had it?
Years. And it's a throwback Piston jersey.
I would cancel show and tell if that was show and tell.
No, it wasn't. And then the other one was...
It's like that he's getting rid of it by giving it to somebody.
Snowball Classic that we had back at Greater Media. We played softball in the snow, and I was one of the managers, one of the coaches.
Yeah. The jersey for that, he has three signatures on it.
I have three signatures
can't read
on
any
there.
Of them.
You don't know who they are?
Yeah, I do.
Who are they?
One's D-Mac.
Okay.
But you can't read it.
One is Pete Stojanovic, who owns the place we were at, Kickers. Yeah. And the Dave third Rosemont. Was Dave Rosemont.
That's the only one you can read.
Yeah.
That would have ended show and tell
thank
also.
Thank God you're driving those around Metro Detroit.
That was my desperation show and tell. But Drew threw it out. Yeah,
that would have been the end of show and tell.
I'm sorry.
I got to tell you, Jay's
I'll take care of
Jay's
it
Jay's got
week.
Better show and tell. I don't know. Are you on a Charlotte McKinney fan site all day? Because he hands me multiple stories that have multiple pictures of Charlotte
How
McKinney.
How about that top she had on today? God, yeah. She looked good. And Kate Upton apparently threw a shit fit about being on the cover of Sports Illustrated swimsuit.
She still might be on the cover. She might be on the cover.
She's demanding to be on the cover. And if I was SI, I would say a bye-bye.
It sounds like they want to say bye-bye.
Well, good. Say goodbye to her then.
No.
What do you mean no? She's been on the cover like twice before.
I love Kate.
I don't think she belongs on the cover.
Not at all. Not one bit.
There's got to be some this year's model that's...
Of course.
...surpassed her.
Yeah, who are some of the
She's still pretty. I mean, she's gorgeous. She's got a beautiful body. I like her, but...
According to a source, there was drama. Kate demanded that if she did the shoot, she absolutely must get the cover. She also had a list of photographers and hair and makeup people that she would only work with.
Ooh. Christy might get it.
The source continued of this time around, she was being a big fucking diva. She thinks she's better than everyone else because she's an actress.
Well, she's an actress. What has she acted in?
She was in the Three Stooges movie. Remember, she was just as a
that movie was in, what did about $1 million at the box office.
And she was in The Other Woman with Leslie Mann and Cameron Diaz, which is the worst movie in the world.
And I like Leslie Mann and Cameron Diaz
so bad.
Leslie Mann is in the comedian De Niro's movie.
Yeah,
as his wife.
As if
Leslie Mann, she's like 40.
That's ridiculous.
I know it's totally ridiculous.
You don't think Bobby can get a younger woman,
Bobby?
Yeah, but not unless Leslie Mann.
Sure he could.
So she's an actress who has money.
He can close that deal.
No.
Sure
no
he
way.
Could.
No way.
She's already married to the director guy. What's his name?
Judd Apatow.
Judd Apatow.
Yeah.
See how much better she can do?
But if she didn't have him, Bobby can nail that.
He would never
know. Bobby's 73.
And he only likes black chicks, right?
Yeah, he only likes black chicks.
He likes anything.
No,
he likes black chicks. He does. He's the male Kardashian. Mm.
Him and Bowie.
I was reading about The Game today, who claims he's banged three Kardashians.
Really? I believe it. That just seems about right.
I mean, I think it's the three older sisters.
That seems about right. Who did? Right?
Yeah, I believe it. He's black enough. Mm-hmm. I mean,
he's from L.A.
If he was white, I would not believe it. If Chris Humphrey said it, I would not believe it.
Chris Humphrey hasn't even banged one.
No, probably not. What a joke. All right, Trudy's in on Thursday. And I mentioned yesterday, come to the website. If you're not looking at the post Jay's putting up, it's got all the links. You know, I know we get people from all over the place, but I don't know why more people wouldn't come to the website for the easy links, not to mention Jay's pictures, including Righteous Rick fighting a mailbox last night.
Awesome.
That was a great picture.
Jay works hard on those
Jay
things.
Does. I leave Jay down here. He's like a mad scientist.
He spends more time on that, I think, than we do on the podcast.
No, he spends more time than I want him to, but he's so stubborn about doing a great job. How can I get mad?
Well, you can't.
He works insane hours, but you know he's doing all this work, and it's really good, and a ton of people are enjoying it. I get great feedback on it. Because there's, you know, if you want a link to anything, you'll find it there. All the stuff we talk about, if there's any picture, like, oh, look how hot she is, it'll be on there. Mm. I mean, isn't that generally a fact, Jay? If we're talking about a female, she'll be on there.
Just cash me outside. There she is.
I know, look at that.
How about that?
How about that?
Hey. Where's she from, anyway?
There's the mailbox and Righteous Rick with his hand being raised.
Where?
New York.
Righteous Rick?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. That is so weird.
Oh, the porn suit?
Yeah.
You know what I didn't realize when we talked about that yesterday is that person in the porn suit is then watching cartoon porn, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
It turns them on, I guess.
Well, how weird is this dude that he has to wear a porn suit and watch cartoon porn? No?
Yeah, I don't get it. There's a picture of Maz looking longingly at the food on the Channel 7 set, by the way, when they brought it out during his appearance. He literally lost his place in the conversation because he was looking so longingly at the food.
Did a very good job.
It's a great picture. I agree. I thought Maz was really good.
Thanks, guys.
You were totally comfortable.
That was fun. The couch was too tall for me, though.
What do you mean? Oh, your feet?
My feet were like dangling.
Do you feel, this is the way I always feel when I'm put on a show like that, and I never do them anymore because of this. You're almost stony. Yeah. I always feel like I'm in competition with the other person to talk the most or sort of dominate the conversation.
I'm not like that.
No, but do you feel like maybe Stoney was?
Yeah, I know. I tip my hat to him because he's the veteran there, so I'll take the back seat. I will.
Then why have you on at all?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, they
have
me on because
like
I have maybe different opinions than he does. Maybe
no, you
time.
Did. You did. And you did a good job doing that. And maybe Stoney is great. No, when it comes to sports, nobody's better than Stoney.
And maybe next time I'll come out of my shell a little bit more.
Well, they didn't distract you with that spread.
I know.
They don't seem like Stoney or the spread.
That wasn't fair. It was their third anniversary show, so they really laid it on thick.
Well, Super Bowl Sunday, too. Yeah. Somebody got a nice plug. We got a nice plug.
Yeah,
that's good.
So.
Yeah, they were just going to put my Twitter handle under my name, and I'm like, no. You put Drew and Mike podcast.
Your Twitter handle?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What was that? Was that?
I
was,
you know, I asked him. I'm like, "What are you going to put under my name? Unemployed former radio guy." I'm like, "At least put Drew and Mike podcast." That's I want them. I want all our friends there to see Drew and Mike podcast.
Were they not wanting to
no,
do that?
Mike Foss, who produces the show, great guy.
Good guy.
Could have put a .com on there, but
I could have. Next time I go on, if they ask me to come on again, I will.
Oh, there's enough people that
it was a good
weren't listening that saw it and just Googled it. Right.
It was a good
I'm sure they would.
We've actually been pretty fortunate in terms of the media around here. I mean, podcasts don't get a lot of attention.
Oh, it's amazing what you guys have done. And I do my my rehab on my shoulder at OrthoCare in St. Clair Shores.
Did you get it for free?
No, yeah. I don't get it for free. Our insurance takes care of it. But nonetheless, they're all now podcast listeners. I have taught them what a podcast is in the last 3 weeks that I've been there.
Nice.
And Dr. Kathy and Dr. Katie and Kristen, who take good care of me. They all listen. And the people that come in that are in the same time as me, they're all fans as well.
Sweet.
Oh, that's great.
And they didn't even know. A lot of people don't know what a podcast is.
No.
What's a podcast? How do you get it on?
I know.
How do you
I
get
know.
It?
The
Eventually,
most common.
It's going to be on the radio. It's going to be on your radio somehow, you know, on your screen in the car, I think.
Well, people say on the Facebook page, get back on the radio. And they will get hit by about five people saying, no. I like the podcast better. And it does. There's freedoms on a podcast.
It's
You'll never have
any
terrestrial radio. Yeah,
it's on-demand radio.
And that is the first question is always from people who don't listen to Spike. What time is it on? They can't get past the idea that it's just there. I mean, that's the thing. They're all there.
And I'm saying you could go back. I'm like, you can go back 9 months. I said, and pick one out
if you want to.
That's the fun part about it.
I listened to the podcast the other day.
I'm surprised how many people are still playing catch up.
It's a new thing. Remember FM? I remember my uncle gets this 1971, this green Oldsmobile 98. He couldn't wait to take me out to the car to show me this new invention. FM radio with the big dials and a stereo and how great it sounded. And I wound up with that car eventually.
Yeah, I remember being told, yeah, they play whole albums. Yeah. They play a whole side. And they did. It was
that
great.
That sound.
You know, think of how sad it is what's happened to FM.
Isn't that amazing?
From being such an underground thing to, oh boy, whatever. Anyway, Trudy will be here tomorrow, and we'll carry... Wait, no, tomorrow's Wednesday.
Yeah.
Brandon will be here tomorrow. Hopefully talking about some more light kissing tips.
Or that computer.
Yeah. Oh,
I see Brandon storage. Gets 2 days a week, huh? I see how it is.
Oh, you want to
come in? It's not scheduled.
You want to come in Sunday?
Brandon. Okay.
You want to come in Sunday? You want to come in Sunday?
Well, I can't wait to tell Brandon how offended you were.
Well, what's funny about this is... You've been offered multiple days early on, and you can't. You're the busiest, most busy unemployed person there is.
Uh-huh. Brandon's on
What is the rub against Brandon?
No, I have no rub against Brandon.
You want to do it tomorrow, Tom? We'll let you do it instead.
Okay.
I knew he'd say that.
Yeah, because you probably have something else going on.
By the way, I sent you, I forwarded you the... Yeah, you have bowling. You can't come anywhere.
Yeah.
I forwarded you, somebody wanted to ride to a concert.
I already
you
want to
do that?
Patty.
I
will do that anytime I'm available.
Because people have been asking
which is
me
never.
About rides to the airport.
I'm available a lot.
And I wasn't sure what to
that's
say.
That's bullshit. Patty and me have already corresponded with each other.
Okay. And same thing with the airport. The airport, right?
I'll drive you anywhere and take you anywhere you want.
Okay.
Pound sand. Exactly.
Cool. What's it cost? What's a round trip to the airport cost?
Well, it depends where I pick you up from.
Okay.
And the first thing I tell you is, what's an Uber going to cost you? I give you that option.
Huh.
I don't want to sound like I'm charging too much.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Son of a bitch. Because back in the day, without Uber, when I was Uber, you could charge basically what the hell you want.
Yeah.
It was $60, I think, I charged people to go to the airport back in the day.
I think it's $60 to go there or to go there and back.
I did a round trip, I'd do it for $100.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, but now it's cheaper.
That's what I used to pay. Yeah, with Uber,
now.
I agree. All right, so we'll see you tomorrow.
See you. I'll see you. Bye, Brandon.